It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Well, I shit my pants. It was all over my hands. No. I started eating it.
Matt.
I only remember shitting my pants like uncontrollably once. It was just everywhere.
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, I told Derek I shit out the bat wing the other day. Yeah. I would have had a camera phone. I would have taken a picture.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
And Vaughn.
Throw it in, and you just see this nice, wet, sticky fucking nugget sitting in my underwear. And I'm like, what?
How often does this happen to you guys?
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Hey, what happened?
Nip it in the bud. Hey,
dangle-dongle, someone's calling you. Good leg.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Hey, where are the white women at?
I'm picking up a vessel of unknown origin.
It's a Chevy van!
Four fried chickens and a Coke.
And some dry white toast, please.
Yeah!
Goulet. Bow down. Yeah. Oh, it's Aristocrats.
It is.
Aristocratsradio.com is the website.
Again.
We're live on CringeHumorRadio.com. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
That is correct, sir.
We have Steve.
Nope.
Strike two.
Strike two. Let's see if he can
come back on Tuesday, baby.
Or else.
Mailman Vaughn.
Hi. What are we doing the mailman thing again?
I don't know.
All right, whatever.
And we got our buddy Big Dan in the studio again.
Hello.
Remember him?
His mic is off.
Yeah.
Vaughn is the priority mail.
Try it again, Dan.
Hello.
There he is.
I like the better one was off.
We should get like Godzilla's theme when Dan comes in.
And we have Carly here. And
only Derek
knows a steaming pile of Lola.
Oh.
I think she's got a problem.
Yeah, you passed it on.
Maybe she has celiac disease.
Maybe. The celiac have come to get her.
This coming Tuesday.
Yes.
Right off the bat, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. King of the Castle. Tuesday on CringeHumorRadio.com.
Too bad.
We will be doing the King of the Castle.
I cannot wait.
Three crave cases, a half hour, and five gluttons.
Five of us?
I don't know.
We'll see what happens. Approximately.
Well, Craig, the returning champ, will be here.
Uh-huh. Yes, we need
him. I will be here.
Uh-huh.
You will be here. Yes. Matt will be here.
That is an average of 18 burgers apiece. So
yeah.
If we're all Craig this year, we'll be able to finish it off.
And if we finish it off, we go to sudden death.
Okay.
Which we actually drive there and just buy them one by one.
I think and it will show be up Tuesday.
So you
there might be a sudden death.
I don't know about Dan here. I don't know about Dan here. Actually, you haven't been to it yet, have you?
Oh.
No, I haven't been to the Newcastle.
Okay, you guys have, though.
Yes, several times now.
Yeah, this will be number three tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be there tonight.
You guys were there, too.
I was just going to say, we must go tonight.
I went last night and devoured, like, 10 within, like, 12 minutes. I was like, it wasn't like, it was savoring, yet I was still, like, you know, a fat pig that I am, just fucking chewing them down.
Uh-huh.
I just couldn't stop.
Excellent.
It's like
I was able to savor it and chug it down because there was so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot.
There was a lot.
I can't wait.
So that is this coming Tuesday, right after BJ. We will be on, and we will be stuffing our faces and trying to pass it off as entertainment. That's
sure.
Basically
that's going to be rough.
What we're doing. It is going to be rough.
How long did we go last time? Half hour?
Yeah, we'll do a half hour.
Half hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
I should listen to that show and find out like how long it took for us to really kind of like start to fizzle out,
peter out.
Yeah, because then we can cut it down to that.
Well, we can
space it out.
Yeah,
it was supposed to be a half hour, but everybody started dying within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. Probably.
Well, that's why you really have to get
the only one who was still like kind of there.
Well, I say utilize the half hour.
You can't though.
Pace yourself.
Your brain starts saying vomit, 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 vomit,
well,
vomit.
Tell it to shut up.
Can't do it.
Fucking
sliders.
Uh huh.
Not when you're in competition. It doesn't become sliders. It's more like you're eating concrete.
How many things do you think you can do, Dan? Craig did 18. I did almost 16.
I don't think I can do 18.
It's, no 18. It's rough.
I'm probably good for at least 10.
I can do 10 without vomiting.
Yeah. I think you could do
but
10
here's the
in
thing.
10 minutes with no problem.
I don't want people coming here just so they get free White Castle.
Wow.
You know,
it wasn't free last
not like,
time.
Well, no, everyone paid. But yeah. I'm pretty sure Pat came here last year, and I'm pretty sure he didn't pay.
No.
I'm pretty sure he just came over so he can eat some burgers and leave.
Absolutely.
And fucking shit the bed.
That's what he did.
I actually listened to that show like a couple days ago because I went back.
Oh, you're prepping?
No, I just wanted to hear. I forgot how weird it was.
Trying to spot weaknesses.
Yeah, trying to spot weaknesses. Mine. When I hit number 11, and I was like, "All right, I'm done."
Yeah, you just gave it up at like 15
it.
Minutes.
My gut
in.
Is. I'm not eating. That's all I have to do. Tuesday, I can't eat. I have to just be starving myself.
Yeah, you can't do that. Which that's is the worst thing to do.
That is actually pretty bad. You got to
eat
a little bit. Get your stomach kind of like.
You got to
expand.
Eat a lot of. Because if you're hungry, your stomach's going to start contracting, and then it'll be smaller. Mm-hmm. Right. You need to loosen that fucker up. You can drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm. Eat breakfast.
That's all I do. I don't fucking eat breakfast.
Eat like a lot of little meals. Mm-hmm. Stay hungry all day. But
I'll eat a lot of little burgers.
Have a huge pancake dinner.
I'll probably be off
the day before.
So I'll be able to.
What, you can do sit-ups and shit?
Oh, yeah.
That'll show up with a fucking headband on. That stupid song Carly wanted to play last week. Yeah. It'd be his workout song.
That perfect. Shitty Peter Cetera song that was in Karate Kid 2.
Oh, God.
You listen to that as he's walking in, as he's chewing him down.
Oh.
Yes.
I was going to play it as a little gag, but I don't think I
ever had it. Yeah, let's
so we'll need it. To play... We need to play a song from Transformers the movie, then.
Oh, I'll find it. It's okay.
It's called Hunger.
Find Dare to be Stupid.
Hunger?
Yeah. That's why I said it. So.
You know what we should do?
No.
Speaking of hunger, we should get Fat Tony in here.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I think Fat Tony could do all three cases.
Yeah, but
probably.
But wouldn't we have to take a retaining wall out of this place to get him in?
Retaining wall?
Wouldn't we?
Have to widen the path.
We'd have to put some retaining walls in to hold them.
Oh, yeah. We'd have to add a fucking...
to keep them stabilized.
We'd have
to
add an addition.
If there was ever a day where we should have a fucking video camera in here, it should be that day.
Carly, can you hook that up?
So that everyone can see why we don't have one.
Yeah. We'd have to cut the window out of the bar. We'd have to cut the window out of the bar just to get him into the house.
Ah,
and the thing is, he'd be stuck there. We'd have to push him out at the end of the night.
Just have him come up to the windows behind you guys.
Oh, there you go.
They open up.
Oh, yeah. You could put like a little awning out there. <It'd> be, serve him out the window.
Duct tape an umbrella to his head.
Then if he gets really annoying and bothers Matt a lot, we can just shut the window.
That's true.
Yeah. Shut the blinds.
But then Steve would have to go and comfort him.
I don't even know if Steve will be here.
He'd better.
Yeah, he'll be fired.
Freaking getting on his proverbial hunt for women.
Oh, God.
Like a caveman. Just clubbing over the head, dragging him back.
If that. But I don't know. I don't know what he's doing tonight.
No?
He said he might be here, but it doesn't seem like it.
No, but doesn't.
He might be here.
Might be
why don't
here.
You call him? We don't have
I'm
any.
I'm not going to bother calling him.
No,
if
him.
He's not going to be here, he's not going to be here.
Yeah, what are we going to do? He's going to say, oh, okay, I'll come since you called.
Yeah.
He's probably sleeping.
He could be.
Probably.
Boy, aristocrat.
Mm. How about that? I was trying to find that stupid song still.
Enough.
I'm not going to get it.
What was it?
I don't take it to the limit or something.
Push it to the limit.
And it sounds like a song I sing when I'm taking a hard dump.
To the limit. One
push
more
it out
time.
My asshole.
Push it
I
to
push it
the
on.
Limit.
Okay. I had to delete them all when we ran out of space.
Yeah, that was
yesterday. Anyway, let's start the show.
Okay.
Phone number is 732-917-0456. That is 732-917-0456. If you want to call.
Wow, we got a phone line now.
Yes, we do. Oh, yeah. You haven't been around, Dan.
I haven't been around in a couple weeks.
We are no longer a speed bump on the information superhighway. We are connected. We have our finger on the pulse of America.
It's true.
We know what's happening.
We are now a bigger speed bump.
We have a Skype phone line.
And Vaughn has his finger on the pulse of his balls. What were you telling us before?
Oh, yeah. What was it? You got cancer or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I had a doctor's appointment today.
Mm-hmm.
And like for like the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've been kind of freaking out a little bit because there's a little mound.
His balls have been expanding.
A little oops-a-daisy.
One,
pants.
My left ball has gotten a little bigger. It feels like the size of a poached egg is sitting on my ball, which isn't.
That's not little. That's huge.
It's pretty massive.
When it comes to balls,
that's like an extra nutsack on your nutsack.
Yeah, kind of, but it's flattened.
Got a flat sack
and
on
it's like
sack.
It's like, you know, you're drawing yourself off and all of a sudden you're like, wait, why is this so big? What the fuck is this? And I'm feeling around, I'm like, oh, that's not good. It feels like a Ruffles potato chip in there.
What?
You know what I mean? It's like,
what?
It's all rigid. It's like all veiny and rigid and shit.
This doesn't make any sense.
Now, we knew a person that used to claim they had what they called nadlets.
Yeah, two people,
and,
actually.
Yeah, and they said, well, one of them is a compulsive liar.
That's true.
So one person claimed to have nadlets.
Do you want me to show you?
What?
No.
What is nadlets?
Well, what he described it as, like, almost like fried chicken cartilage inside of his nutsack.
Yeah, like a broken up testicles inside his nutsack.
No.
So he had like six testicles.
So
little ones. Six little ones instead of two regular ones.
So yeah. I have a... So today was my physical. And, you know, clear out. I'm 263 pounds.
Whoa.
6'2". I'm just a gargantuan gorilla. Yes. Oof. I was like... She's like, yeah, 263. I'm like, all right, I'm off a pound. Fine.
It's not bad.
Because I thought I was actually like two. I thought I was 260, so I was kind of close. So.
Okay. Yeah, not bad.
You know, do the whole thing. Cholesterol's fine. You know, my heart rate's fine, all that. And he's, you know, and you meet the doctor, and he's going, okay, everything looks good. What do you got? What do you got for me? Any questions? And I'm like, all right. I got some. You know, and I ask him about the varicose veins in my legs. He's like, oh, that's fine.
You have varicose veins?
Yeah, I do.
You woman? Oh, that's not good. Is that from walking all the time?
No, it's a family.
Really?
It's a family trait. My mother's side. My mother's, yeah, it's like a.
It's like your blacksmiths or something. I took over the family varicose vein line.
His name is Vaughn Veinmeyer.
It's handed down. Just like fatty tumors are handed down in my family too.
What?
Well, my father's side of the family, the men are known to get just fatty deposits places
fatty
in their bodies.
Fatty tumors?
My father has one in the back of his head. It's disturbing.
Interesting. Actually, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that when I ran into your parents.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Big lump in the back of his
Target.
Head.
Yeah. I saw that like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
A little lumpsel?
It's not a little lump. It's like the size of my fist in the
That's
back of his
sick.
Head.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. And it's not cancer, so he's all good.
Oh, more than good.
Yeah, it's more than good.
In any event.
What else?
You were saying, so the doctor says, what could be the cause of the lump?
So I'm like, you know, and I'm explaining to him, like, I go into that, and I'm like, you know, and then I have, like, this weird rash on my chest, and, you know, I pretty much figured what that was.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, the rash is because of the work clothes I have, you know, the shitty poly blends that they make me fucking wear. They don't let me sweat properly.
Get a t-shirt.
I have a t-shirt. I try to wear a t-shirt, but sometimes I just don't.
Yeah.
And so I have to wear those fucking shitty blue t-shirt, shitty blue shirts, and I just don't sweat. You don't air.
Yeah,
you don't
breathe
well. Yeah.
Yeah. Under Armour.
Yeah, that's what I got. I got to do that one. I was going to do that tonight, but I kind of got busy.
So.
So he's explaining that, and I'm like, yeah, this is probably what it is. It's because you're not sweating correctly and all that. And then I'm like, all right. He's like, anything else? And I'm like, yeah, I got something on my ball. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, one of my balls is a little bigger than the other. And he's like, okay. He's like,
how much?
He's like,
did he snap the rubber glove on his hand?
He put the rubber gloves on, yeah. He said, and he's standing there, and he's like, eh, you know, he's feeling around. He's tipping
and
tucking.
Did he get the little twinkle in his eye?
No. He looked like a fucking mad scientist. He had the white curly hair, and it was all a scruffle. It was, like, just a mess. And he's sitting there, and he's feeling and nudging and moving things. And he's like, and he squeezes.
Jerking
and
stroking?
Yeah, he's pulling it. And he can you can tell automatically when I'm standing up that one is predominantly bigger than the other one. it's like a bad like stepson shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and he's feeling around. He finds it and he's squeezing it and he's like, okay.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it doesn't hurt. I'm like, no. He's like, doesn't give you any pain or anything. I'm like, no. He's like, most likely it's varicose veins. And I'm like,
wow, it's gonna run through your whole fucking body.
I'm like, yeah, it goes through the whole
Jesus
thing. I'm like,
Christ,
really?
Dude.
He's like, yeah. There's no really need to worry about it. I mean, if you when you get married and you having and you want to have kids, it may cause a problem there, but
yeah, it might be strangling your fucking semen.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, it may deplete your semen count.
Yeah,
and he's like, you gonna have kids? You having kids tonight? I'm like, not to my knowledge. He's like, all right, then you're good. Don't worry about it.
Are you having kids tonight?
Because he says it may
for dinner.
I feel like children tonight, like children tonight.
And it's like the first time I've been to a doctor in like 5 years.
Yeah, I have.
So it's like,
God,
I just pull out like a shitload of stuff. I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I got this, and this.
Jeez.
Yeah, like, and my father and my brother, which are they've been bothering me. They're like, oh, you're going to go to this. You got to talk to them about getting like some kind of antipsychotic medicine.
What?
And I'm like, why? Because they're both on Prozac, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're both very prone to being angry very quick. They're
uh-huh.
prone to very...
Not your family.
Is that a family trait, too?
No.
It's a kind of part of the family tree, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The tree's cracked in half because of all the anger.
Oh, God. not your cousin. Definitely not your cousin.
No, not my cousin, not my father. You met my brother. Not my brother. No. Never.
No.
No, Kevin, never.
Anyway.
So they're like, you need to ask him about that. You need to ask him to take... You need something because you're a very angry person. I'm like... no. And they're like, no, you really should ask him. And I'm like, I think I'm going to pass on that. No, I'm not going
to
ask
him.
Don't
you go to a shrink for that kind of shit anyway?
I told him that. I said, I'd rather go to it. No, my brother and my father are kind of like, yeah, I'm not going to tell anybody my shit. I'd rather have somebody give me a pill.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. They're like one of those. There's two ways. It's either the people who want to take pills to calm themselves down,
yeah,
or the people who will talk to somebody.
See, I don't do either.
Well, we know, and you just wait until you get here and then rip me apart.
Yeah, why not?
Like, oh, why do you think that's right? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Why do you think
that's
right?
That's gay. Fuck off.
That's kind of like talking to somebody.
No, not...
Just letting it out.
When, like,
it's usually in reaction to what's actually going on. That's how I feel. And then when you feel the exact opposite, I can't understand why.
How dare you be outraged?
Savon, have you ever gone to a shrink?
When I was a kid.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody shrink his ball.
We did that. We went to counseling, family counseling, when
yeah.
my mother was going through her times.
Oh God!
Yeah,
menopause.
Jesus.
No, she's an alcoholic.
Oh, okay. it's a little different. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Actually,
my mother's an alcoholic. I hope she's not listening.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Ma?
Hi, Mrs. Kohlmeier. Haven't seen you in a couple
months. We went through a little bit of counseling with that.
See you at the bar.
Yeah. yeah, but besides that, I have never been. I mean, like, besides speech therapy,
yeah,
I haven't been to any kind of... Yeah, I know. Amazing. I was in
yeah.
speech therapy.
Were you in
huh?
speech? Did you have that class in...
Yeah, I had speech in class.
For what?
In elementary.
They have specialized sections for that.
Steve
number one had to go for S's.
I don't remember.
I had to go for S's.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly.
Like
I can't
did
remember
you,
that
did
format.
THs, did you say like sh a lot instead of synth?
I don't know. I didn't think I had a speech impediment, neither
yeah.
did my mother, but...
Sometimes a teacher will like
yeah.
make a little comment to the speech therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah. My aunt
go
does
to
that
our,
now.
The girl's field hockey coach.
Oh. Ooh.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Prick.
Absolute. Prick. Wow. Someone's angry about that.
So wait.
Bitter?
What year was this?
Second, third, part of fourth.
Huh.
And then all of a sudden in like eighth grade they made me go.
Really?
With
You don't have to say.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't say.
No,
shouldn't
say.
Anyway, so that's a little older. Usually it's like fourth grade, that's usually the cutoff.
Yeah, but the funny thing is like in eighth grade all we did was crossword puzzles. So I'm like, how the fuck is this speech?
There has
yeah.
to be something.
And I was in honor
about
classes.
Yeah.
In like junior high.
Well, your speech doesn't have anything to do with your intelligence. That's
yes,
just how your mouth and muscles are moving.
Yeah.
But
well, it kind of.
What?
Because it's also
in Vaughn's
like,
case.
It's like brain, like a brain.
A motor planning issue?
Yeah.
I think that's more what you have.
Thanks.
No, a lot of people haven't.
I can't get words out correctly.
Yeah, exactly.
I say things. Sorry.
Your brain is processing what you want to say, but your mouth doesn't go.
Yeah.
It happens to everybody, but some people it's chronic.
My fiance is like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
But especially when she's yelling at you. She's worse than Vaughn in some aspects.
Oh,
like,
my God.
She can pronunciate better than Vaughn.
From the eight words she said, that like four times I've met her.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of scary, Vaughn.
What?
Let's be honest. Wow.
Wait, coming from you?
Wow.
And that's crazy. We also normally have the tendency of showing up at the party on time.
Oh,
so by the time everyone shows up, we got a couple in us.
Okay.
But, yeah, she's good at just picking up the conversation she's probably listening to tonight.
Oh,
nice.
Good.
And she's like, you don't talk about me, do you? I'm like, no.
No, never.
Never.
Hi, Mrs. Dunn.
Wow.
Mrs. Dunn.
The soon-to-be Mrs. Dunn.
That's her MySpace name.
Really?
Really.
In the future.
Oh, God.
We actually do have some doctor's advice.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yes. Believe it or not.
For which the speech or the balls?
No, for Vaughn's balls.
Why?
Dr. Toucher. He says, just lose some goddamn weight, you fat fuck.
Motherfucker.
He's not that fat, though.
I'm 6'2", 263 pounds. I'm a big fuck.
You know what, though?
I'm practically a member of Demolition over here.
And then Heidi says he's funny, and that's what counts in the end.
Wow.
And then the toucher says, not when big fatty man tits crush his lungs in sleep. Oh, your tits are going to crush your lungs.
Remember like John Candy when he was on Horseback?
Yeah.
Wait, I just got a text message.
I like John Candy.
What, she just texted you?
Oh, God.
I'm listening to you, butthead. Wow. Sorry, honey. It's nice to know we have some listeners tonight.
Oh, good.
Sorry, this is done.
I didn't say anything bad. I just said she's...
No, nothing bad.
I'd love to hear...
It's just that she has a speech impediment.
No, she doesn't have... I said she doesn't have a speech impediment like Vaughn.
I know.
I said her brain goes faster than her mouth most of the time.
Yes.
She's good at just picking up the conversation in the middle, and like she's ready... Had 5 minutes of the conversation.
So you're saying she talks like she had a stroke?
Wow.
No, not at all.
I feel like I've been doing that lately.
What's that?
Have a stroke?
Like, no, not have a stroke, but like when I try to talk, I feel like I try to throw all the words out in like 1 second.
Got a little bit of the Bell's palsy going on over there, Carl?
Well, no, I feel like I
left
work
side
or
of the face
like
a little droopy.
Like I'll be talking to someone and all of a sudden I'm like, did I just go, blah? Like I have to think about what I just said because I'm going so
I do that at work a lot.
Every letter at once.
Yeah. I'm like, did that make sense to anyone else, or did I understand it only?
Sometimes I have those things where I think I said it, and then I say something to somebody, and I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? I'm like, but didn't I just bring that up 2 minutes ago? I'm like, no, what are you talking about? It's like, oh, fuck. It's like, okay, my brain's off.
What I like to do when someone can't talk is I go to them and I go, da-da-da. Because, you know, that's funny.
Yeah,
no. Carlos Mencia is the best.
I was gonna say, did you turn into a Puerto Rican?
No. I don't get that. I don't get him.
No. Neither do I.
He's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he's famous.
I
don't either.
I hate him.
Because, well, you hate all Puerto Ricans or Mexicans or anyone that's brown.
Wow, Carly.
I never said that.
Said it. Wait. Doesn't she not like women too?
Especially brown women.
You know what?
Yeah, particularly
brown women.
Just let's just say I hate everyone.
Wow,
I'm an equal opportunity
offender.
Hater.
Oh man, I love that bumper
you hate
sticker.
Me?
I don't know. Is that a bumper sticker?
Yeah.
I'm
lying. It's a keychain.
Oh, that's sassy. I love sassy keychains.
So you're trying to say you hate me, Carly? After all these years.
You know what? You're okay. It takes.
You know what?
You know what?
I'm okay.
Tell
you know
what?
Dan, I'm laying down the edict right now.
Wow. No, it takes me a really long time before I want someone around or like.
Not me, Carly.
Yeah,
not me.
What?
That's Matt's claim to fame.
That one night at Stevie G's, that was all it took. And Carly and I were friends from then on.
Aww.
Friends forever. BFF.
That's it. BFF.
But I'm very,
Whoop.
The dog
just
fell off.
Just took a nose dive.
Lola was just briefly suspended in air, like with her legs wiggling as if she was Wile E. Coyote. And she just fell straight to the ground.
Pure genius. Anyway. You know, I was feverishly looking for something over here for a while.
Yes, I know. You haven't said a word.
I know. When Vaughn brought up the varicose veins, first thing I thought of was the Ren and Stimpy bit.
Oh, yeah.
varicose veins. Yeah, varicose veins.
When I was a little when I was a little kid, I was horrified by that stuff because my grandma.
Me too.
Varicose veins.
My grandmother used to wear the support hose that you're supposed to wear for this.
Oh
stuff.
Yeah. You know, so are you going to start wearing those now, Vaughn?
Yeah, that's what the doctor told me to do.
I got a bunch of prostitutes going, yeah, go, all
right. They walk around and hold them up.
It's Pornhub.
Yeah, yes, I know. He's like, you can either go to the doctor and get it taken care of. And he's telling me about the ways they used to do it. Like, what they used to do is they'd cut the skin, and then they'd take special hooks and stuff like that. And yank the veins out.
The ye old.
Isn't that what they still do?
No,
are they actual veins or are they something else?
Yeah. It's like
there's veins that don't work.
Yeah, it's like veins that just kind of rise to the top.
They dry up and
that's gross.
Yeah,
my sister
get them removed. They just snip them at the top and snip them at the bottom.
What he was telling me also is that they used to put a solution into them that would just dissolve them. But then it also could cause problems with your muscles and stuff like that.
I'll say.
And your
probably cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to put this stuff in. It'll get rid of those nasty veins, but you might die.
Yes. And he was, and
as
then
long
he's
as
like,
my legs
he's like, the new thing is like, it's a radial. Like, they can shoot like rays into your legs and just force them like to vanish. And he's like, well, you really want to do that? And I'm like, no. He's like, you don't got the deep ones, right?
And he's just like, well, I'll get rid of those veins for you.
He's like, you're not getting. He's like, you're not getting phlebitis or anything. And I was
what?
Like, I was like, phlebitis. I haven't heard that since like I don't know when I was a little kid.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
My grandmother used to get it a lot, so it was always kind of a joke. She was like, oh, my phlebitis is acting up, and like. What?
Yes, Christine, Vaughn did say taken care of, and we let it go.
What? What, Dr. Christine?
No, it's she wouldn't be a doctor.
It's Evonics. Come on.
2 cc's of her titties.
Evonics.
She says, take 2 cc's of her titties and call me in the morning.
Wow, what?
Take 2 cc's of my fucking nips.
The fuck was that?
He's dying.
Matt is incapped right now.
What?
Are you gonna be okay, Matt?
This was fucking ridiculous.
It was.
It's a shame nobody can see his face when he did it.
My face or his face?
Yours.
Oh.
Oh. Oh my god.
that temporarily derailed the show.
Anyway.
Beautiful.
I just got a
statement. What happened?
I just got very angry.
About what?
Well, Vaughn, you gave me a CD with songs on it, and I saw They Might Be Giants, and I was really hoping you'd put the Birdhouse song on there.
No, I didn't.
I know.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
Put a little birdhouse in your soul.
I have that record. I just didn't
play
songs from it.
They might be giants.
You like all the, what you call the deep tracks there.
No. Yeah. Oh, like Istanbul?
No.
Yeah.
Derek loves that.
Listen,
I do.
Because of that song, I passed my history test in college.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Honestly. Awesome.
Interesting.
My Western Sinfonia.
So, any of you guys have like a little thing, a little trait that's handed down from generation to generation?
Have you seen my head lately?
Besides the baldness.
No.
Well, since on my dad's side of the family, I've never met anyone other than my dad,
because
everyone else was dead by the time I came
along.
Death. That's what Derek said.
Well, my brothers, being the youngest at 9.
And your dad was like, how old?
He was 50 when he conceived me.
Jeez.
Did I ever tell the...
I guess that's good. I can still get it on when I'm older.
When his crusty old seed went into my mother's vagina.
Did I ever tell the crazy Dan Dad story?
No.
When he was younger?
No.
Which one's this?
I love that story. When he ran away?
I wanted
when
to
I
ask
ran away,
about
no,
when
dad
he did.
Oh, the elephant story.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I might have told it.
What?
I think we should tell it again. It's a very good
I don't
story.
Remember
You know
it.
The story, right?
I do, and I wanted to bring it up.
I had, before I switched companies...
Mm-hmm.
The senior vice president stopped me one day, and I'm like, lower management, and he is extreme upper management.
Yeah.
And we're just having to pass each other in the hall, and he's like, Dan, right? I'm like,
wow.
Yeah. He goes, I was having lunch with some people the other day, and I heard a story about your father.
Oh no.
They wouldn't tell me that. Like,
he stops. He's like, they won't tell me the complete story. He goes, I have to hear it from you. So he pulls me in his office, and I'm like, for an hour, I'm sitting there talking to the senior vice president, which was kind of cool. And it was like right, it was the day I quit. So I'm like, shit, he's going to ream me out because I just quit.
I quit.
This is great. We should do this more often.
Well, that night they invited me out to the bar, and he found out right before I walked into the bar.
Yeah.
So I walk into the bar, and he goes, you fucking bum.
What? Like,
he goes, you tell me a good story and you quit? I'm like, oh, sorry.
All right, so what's the story?
So what is the story? Right. We didn't care about that, Dan.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Do you want the medium version?
Yeah, just give us a quick run through.
Yeah.
All right.
Something you can tell anybody.
Yeah.
1944, my uncle died.
Wow.
My dad's only brother died in Luxembourg in the war.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad got a fake birth certificate, make himself a couple years older.
Uh-huh.
To go in the army. My grandmother found out, had him kicked off the bus because of the whole Saving Private Ryan shit.
Unbelievable.
And so my father gets extremely pissed off because he wants to go kill fucking Nazis or Japs, either or. He wasn't. And so he joins the circus, like any, you know, good boy from Jersey would do.
Wait, can we?
I'm sorry.
One second.
We got to cut off.
What the hell did you just
I wasn't
going
to.
I'm sorry, Derek. I'm
Vaughn, you know I don't like the whole Vaughn bashing thing.
No, you do. You're a lying bastard.
No, he doesn't like it. He loves it.
He fucking loves it. It's well, one of the main topics of the show.
Dr. Toucher said...
I love how he's now Dr.
Well, he was before, so he will be for the rest of the show.
Okay.
Evonix, how to talk when your cheeks weigh 5 pounds a pop.
What do I got? Fucking chipmunk cheeks?
Jowls. Anyway.
I just say thank God he's picking on you.
When Jerry Lewis had the fucking disease when his face was 5 times his body?
How many times are you going to bring that up? That story.
Because
I love anyway,
Jerry Lewis.
Back to Dan.
Yeah, I love Jerry
back
Lewis.
Back to Dan. I'm sorry, Dan.
That's all right.
Good story. That was a good pause.
Anyway, so right now we're up to
1944.
Fake birth certificate to get into the war.
Kicked out of the bus.
Kicked out of the bus by my grandmother because she had some pull or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Someone had power in my family.
Like the Manchurian candidate.
Yeah. And so my father, being the good Jersey boy he is, ran away and joined the circus.
Oh, my God.
God's honest truth. I told the story to somebody today, actually. It's kind of funny. And they're like, that's just, you know, family lore. I'm like, no, that's the God's honest truth. Like, my grandmother used to have the newspaper article that the story ends at. So my father joined the circus. And now, growing up, I mean, I think Derek's met my father. Vaughn's might have met my father.
Maybe.
I didn't.
I know Matt definitely hasn't met.
No.
You know, my father was gone before
mm-hmm.
I was hanging out with you. My father's always a fat ass.
Wow.
To put it nice. I mean.
to put it lightly.
Take me, Vaughn, and Derek's stomach and put it together.
Oh,
shit. He was a big
on
guy.
A 5'9" man.
Wow. So me with all of your stomachs.
Yes.
Combined. That's outrageous. Yes.
So you in 4 years.
I mean. And so my dad telling me this story is like, yeah, I used to do bareback riding. I used to be an acrobatic. I'm like,
oh my God.
As a little kid, you're like, you don't picture your parents young. I'm like, you're fat. There's no way you used to do backflips. And so he's like, yeah, he goes, I used to train elephants too. I'm like, okay, Dad. I'm like,
you are an elephant.
Roughly the size of one small one.
I gave him something to live up to.
So like, as I was getting like towards my preteens.
Yeah.
Or my tweens.
Yeah.
He tells me the story one day. He's like, you're old enough to hear the story. He goes, so I'm down in Mississippi, late 40s. He goes, they started letting me train elephants because I've been around the circus. I was young. And, you know, elephants don't listen to anybody after, like, their first trainer.
Yeah.
Like, so if you know, the trainer dies, you're fucking screwed with an elephant. Hence, elephants never forget. But, so my father has this baby elephant named Jules. And the elephant, you really can't do much, so they just throw a sign on it and walk it up and down the street wherever the circus is in. So my father's in some little podunk town in Mississippi, walking up and down. The local bartender's like, it's like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He goes, there's the local drunks in the bar because everyone else is actually working. And he goes, dude, he goes, you think the elephant
said
would...
dude.
No, okay. Said son.
Sir.
Yeah. Boy.
Boy, you think that elephant will come in the bar? My dad's like, do you have a slab concrete floor or do you have a basement? He goes, there's a slab concrete floor in the swamps of Mississippi. He's all right. So he brings the elephant in the bar. And, you know, he makes it deadly with, like, the little tricks he can. And the drunks are throwing nickels at him, which back in the 40s,
yeah,
he gets good money. And so the bartender's like, son, you think your elephant would drink some beer? My dad, being the good Irishman, said, I don't know, but I will. So the bartender takes... What?
Ridiculous. Why is he just dying?
I don't know, but I will. What, are you stupid? Elephants don't drink beer. I drink beer.
So anyway, the bartender pours my dad a pint, takes out the fucking mop bucket and fills it up and gives it to the elephant. Elephants do drink beer.
Woof.
So my dad and the elephant proceed to get plastered.
And then the elephant started looking real purdy.
Real purdy.
Oh, no. To the bartender. So, you know, happy hour starts rushing in. You know, it's like 6 o'clock. So the bartender's like, get the fuck out.
It was a real circus at that point.
Yeah. He was like, literally. Free beer. Now you're drunk. So he kicks my father out of the bar. So my father said he remembers getting tossed out of the bar and the elephant following him at a Vaughn moment. Sorry.
Oh.
Sitting okay. Ting.
And he goes, next thing I remember is waking up in a jail cell. He gets arrested with the elephant. And the elephant, allegedly, you know, what my father was told the next morning, is really bad drunk. Gets really pissy. So the cops didn't know what the hell to do with the elephant.
How big was this elephant?
Yeah, it was probably about 4 or 5 feet tall. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a baby elephant. It was a couple years old. Nothing ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So they throw the elephant and my dad in a jail cell.
Ah!
My dad wakes up drunk, wakes up with a hangover in a jail cell next to the baby elephant.
And 6 months later, Dan was born.
Yeah, because I was born in the mid-40s.
It was funny. Shut up.
Yeah, it was.
60-something years old. No, but he wakes up
live a long time.
There's a bunch of newspaper reporters show up, and that's how my grandmother found out where the hell he was.
That was an irrelevant comment.
Irrelevant. Shut up.
What happened?
Hey, what up?
Oh, you gotta be listening when this show goes on. Look at the stupid comments Matt makes. It's hysterical.
Oh my god.
Oh, I think I got it.
Now it took her a minute.
Oh, please, someone kill me. Okay.
We'll just put you out there.
Sorry, dude. I had to get that out.
It's okay. So that's basically the story. My father gets drunk with elephants.
It's like, that's a story you had to hold back until you got us to a certain age.
Well, what are you going to say? Like, you're going to tell your 8-year-old kid that you went and got drunk with an elephant?
Why not?
1947?
That'd be the first thing out of my mouth when he gets born. I'd be like, wow. I got a story to tell you, kid. And I'm going to tell you every year for the rest of your life until I die.
It's like Big Fish.
Wow. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, you
but
know what?
Better.
It wasn't really an elephant. It was just a really fat chick. Or a fat dame back then.
Fat broad.
Oh, my God.
Big Fish made me think of my father.
Yeah. Did it?
It's kind of funny when I saw the movie for the first time.
Oh, way to bring it down and make it sad, Dan. Yeah.
So,
I enjoyed the movie.
So
I actually didn't really care for it.
I'm sorry.
I liked it. Didn't love it.
So for Dan's side, his father was crazy, so most likely. And death, it seems, that roams around Dan's father's side of the family.
Yeah, every time I turn around. Well,
insanity and death.
Most people are dead now, so there's...
Yeah, but how old were they?
My dad was almost 70 when he passed away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you were what, like 19 then?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What about your mom's side?
Her parents live pretty old. They live into their 80s.
No, and anything like you know you're going to be getting, or maybe, like well, my family, right, my mother's side of the family, they have the gene that can give, that can bring albinos to life.
What?
To life?
Well,
it's like Dr. Frankenstein.
What is it, like magic or something?
Let me rephrase.
I got these cards. Summon the albinos.
Let me rephrase.
Go ahead.
My grandparents have a gene in them that's it's hereditary. It's passed down.
Mm-hmm.
That they gave birth to two albino sons. Two different times. My first uncle, mm-hmm. my Uncle Jerry, who's the oldest, was born. Then my mother, then my Uncle Mike.
Okay.
And they're both albinos. Yes.
That's kind of
They're
cool.
both hardcore, can't let anything touch their skulls, albinos.
Wow.
Can't go outside in the sun, albinos.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like that kid on the...
Like Powder?
Me, Myself, and Irene.
Well, yeah, almost. Almost. It looked like... That looked like my... Actually, the kid actually reminded me of my Uncle Mike when he was a little kid. Because he had the big fucking glasses, the stupid, like, bull haircut.
So chances are... God.
Yeah, so if
Vaughn
I meet
have
a, so if I meet a woman who has the same trait in her,
well,
I could probably give birth to an albino child.
Do it.
I don't know if I can. I don't know.
Find
if,
one.
With nut cancer and varicose veins.
Wow.
Well, you'd really be able to see him then.
The blue fucking, veins would really pop,
yeah,
stand out.
And all that support hose.
It looked like a roadmap.
Oh.
He looked like someone out of 1922.
Just name it Vain.
Vain Vaughn.
Like, and it was like when we were kids, it wasn't anything different. It's like, oh yeah, like, you know, my uncles are like, you know, pretty much powder white, white Jeez. Hair, white skin. They can't stay out. It's like they gotta wear hats and like the highest, like WD-90 fucking
WD-90
like fucking you know
90.
sunblock.
Like can't use any forks or knives around them. Just flings
well,
right
them. Well, no, they can't. Like they're like their heads are very soft.
Yes, touch your big fat albino.
They're very. Their heads are very soft. I guess like because that's a thing, you know.
Yeah.
So if anything hits them, like, even if they get touched, like on the head,
it's like
it
albinos
bruises.
Are not. They're like not completely formed people.
Yeah.
Really?
Even though they're
that's
very,
what, almost what it's like. It's, they don't have pigment. You know, they're very delicate and
they're like
they're
blind. Basically like the little
semi-blind.
They're like faded out people.
Yeah.
Well, my uncle Mike, he's blind by the state, but he drives mm-hmm. a motorcycle.
Yeah,
yeah, and he's gotten
legally?
Into.
Well,
yeah,
there's a certain.
Well, no, he's got Coke bottle glasses.
You've mentioned
much.
Yeah, you've mentioned this before, but there's a certain range of vision where you're just.
No,
legally blind.
If he didn't have his glasses on, he couldn't see me. He could yeah. he could see shapes. Like
uh-huh.
if
like
I had
very,
an albino
very...
kid, I would name him Captain Lou Albino.
without his glasses, all it is a blur. And with his glasses, he could see like the outlines yeah. and stuff like that. He doesn't really know what I look like completely. He can't tell.
Oh, thank God.
Well, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
That's the only reason he still talks
lucky
to you.
Man.
My uncle Jerry is, on the other hand, he's got bad eyesight, but he's not blind.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like the weird. It's like the weird. It's like my uncle Jerry is, you know, he's got his brains and all that other. My uncle Mike is kind of like borderline retarded.
Wow. The hell you say?
Well there's that. Albino chick that was a couple years ahead of us.
Yeah.
He's a very smart man, but he's very
really?
Slow.
I've never seen an albino girl.
Really?
I've never seen an albino.
Maybe she was like
no?
right graduated I've, right before us.
I actually know a woman who is an African albino.
Wow.
And I also my grandmother's also friends with a woman who's albino. Her vision is very poor, but she's an excellent
there's
artist.
A,
she does
a,
like wall art.
She has like red hair?
No, white.
Oh. There's albino. There's a comedian. Mm. I don't know if you guys saw. Did you guys see the beginning of Last Comic Standing last week?
No.
Well, there's a comedian called. His name is Victor Varnado, mm-hmm. and he's a black albino.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like the most extreme of
albinos?
Anything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a cream colored man.
there was one
like
guy
white kinky fro and all that. Shit.
I don't know if he was a comedian, but I saw him on some late night show. He was out on the street and. He was a black albino, and he said something like, he's like, all the benefits of having a black man without that mean look from your parents when you bring me home.
It's probably the same one, because I think he's well-known. I'm not sure exactly.
I don't know.
But then that was, like, one of those, when I was watching that last week, the first week of the Last Comic Standing, I was like, all right, this is rigged, because I know he's a decent comedian. I know he's had, you know, he's got his own specials and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just tell when they have like big time, like decent, like middle grade comedians on that show, you know,
yeah.
it's kind of rigged up.
Eh.
Like for God's sakes,
they got to have something interesting.
They
on
let,
there.
No, you know, when they want last week, you know what they let through in Canada, they did the Canada ones. They let through a guy dressed in a monkey costume.
Oh, it was
God.
Actually kind of funny. I watched
I
that.
Have no
I watched
idea.
Yeah, it was, but it was like,
Canada one.
It was like, it's like,
yeah.
How do we get on this?
I don't know. We're talking about
albinos. Now
it's
albino comedians. Yes, anyway, yes. Rewind.
I say fast forward and go to a break.
Okay.
If you want, we've only
Almost.
Been on for like a half an hour.
Yeah.
No, remember man. That 15,
How late did we start tonight?
Oh, that's
15
right.
minutes late,
we're like 15 minutes late, so we've only been on 45
because
minutes.
Because the servers needed to be dumped.
Well, it's 10:57. We usually break at 10:45, so it's about 15 minutes later.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
No, we've been going almost an hour for the past couple months.
Okay, yeah. Past couple months.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, you don't want a break?
No, why don't we just continue?
Let's do a story first.
We haven't like
we had a nice little flow going.
Well, why don't we just talk?
Yeah,
like,
let's just break the flow.
What about you two? What about you two? Do you have anything in your family
passed down?
Derek already went over with us.
Yeah.
Anything else? I mean, is there anything else in your family besides baldness?
Alcoholism.
There you go.
Mine too. Okay, I got that too.
Reasons why I don't drink is because my father is an alcoholic. Well, was an alcoholic.
I do drink because I want to show them what self control is.
My two grandfathers are hardcore alcoholics.
See, I can do it.
Why can't you?
And my two grandfathers...
I'm not drunk.
My two grandfathers are hardcore alcoholics. It just like one day kind of was like, I'm done. My grandfather occasionally
cold
drinks...
Cold turkey.
My father's father occasionally drinks when my grandmother's not around, like when he cannot get caught. Because that's what just kind of made him stop. Originally was just he didn't want to hear my grandmother bitch anymore.
Yeah.
And my grandfather just kind of was like,
I know there used to be drinking issues on my mother's side of the family, but I got a little double whammy of the alcoholism there.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
My dad's father was a big time drunk.
But whose parents really weren't at some point?
My mom.
Yeah.
Never had a drop.
No.
Wow.
To this day.
Amazing.
She's married many alcoholics. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening.
She's sitting right next to your wife.
She is.
God damn him.
But
I'm going to beat his ass when he gets back here.
You okay, Carly?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
I just had a thing.
Well, Well, you don't have anything, like, hereditary? Like, there's not cancer or anything in your family?
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I have, like... continuing the ongoing
my
struggle.
My grandfather died of it. My grandmother died of it. My uncle has it.
And prostate cancer is large in my family.
Yeah.
Large.
Yeah.
We have prostate. Parkinson's.
Big
tumors.
I have Parkinson's and Alzheimer's.
So are you related to Mr. Fox?
No.
Dan's going to forget why he shakes.
Alzheimer's? Wait, you said Alzheimer's?
Yeah, my dad's younger sister died of it. My dad died of it.
Really? Oh, wow.
Oh, that sucks. So you most
now
likely...
My two aunts on my dad's side that's left.
There are amazing treatments for Alzheimer's now.
A bullet.
Yeah, I did a psych paper on it.
Bullet.
Yeah, we have Alzheimer's, and my uncle has this disease. I don't know if this is hereditary. I really should find out. Where his blood clots really easily.
Oh,
so he
got
like all kinds of blood clots in his lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he has to be on Coumadin for the rest of his life to like thin the blood. So we're not that it's like a disease that not many people have.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's a disease. I don't know what you would call it. A condition.
A disorder.
I'm not sure. But it's something
it's
that
disorder.
I should probably get checked for.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Just in case, because they don't know that much about it.
Mm.
Blood clots.
What else, Derek?
Blood clots are fun. That's it.
Oh, okay.
You got nothing else? Is alcoholism and baldness?
What else do you want?
And cancer?
Cancer. Yeah.
I don't know.
Cancer.
I just when I start rattling these things off, I'm like, does anybody else have more than five?
I don't know. I had my great grandmother had some form of emphysema, but she smoked for 50-something years.
It's like I won the
And then my great aunt also died of emphysema, but
she also
smoked
for shitty fucking shits.
She actually died a lot younger than.
But it's like I won the lottery of like shitty ways to die. All these stupid
varicose veins are going to strangle you to death.
Dude, it caused my grandmother a lot of problems before she died.
Really? It'd be like varicose vines.
And the thing is, varicose
Vaughns. That's your new name, varicose Vaughn.
Shut up. What is
it? Fuck the whole mailman thing. I'll remake that song. Varicose Vaughn, varicose Vaughn.
What's that? We also have a... What the hell is that fucking shit?
Your family is just a mess.
Yeah, because we're Irish and German. They're
How did you survive?
How did I survive in the womb?
I'm also Irish and German. Not a lot, though.
Well, no, my mother's side is pure Irish. And
can I point something out?
Yeah.
Getting off the topic. Have you ever noticed that growing up, we basically hung out with our own kind? Not to...
Oh, yeah.
But, like...
We stayed with the whites, damn it!
No, not just some of the whites. Like, you look at all of our friends that we've been friends with for years.
Uh-huh.
Right.
They're... You know, all Irish and German.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have Derek, who's Scottish.
Well,
he's the one
of Irish descent,
but
though.
Yeah, but his family moved to Ireland for a while since they're Mick and not Mac.
No, I think almost every person who's ever done this show has been Irish.
Yeah.
Just about.
What about Steve number two? Or Steve number one?
Steve number one is Irish and German.
Okay, I know he's German.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my father's side...
He's German and Irish.
My father's side is predominantly German, but...
Uh-huh. I would
but
say
there was
so.
There was a handful of whores in my in that side of the family where they just bed down with everybody. So there's a little bit of French, there's a little bit of Russian, a little bit of American Indian. It's a whole, and I think that's where most of the shit comes from in my family.
The American Indian.
Yeah, no, I think all those shitty diseases they had.
I think
yeah.
it's from the French. No, well, I don't.
They're
have,
probably the fucking French.
Yeah, it's fucking French.
Yeah,
I hate French. Yep. By the way,
it's just I don't know. It's like I just it's like.
But we were talking about this at work or something. It's just like it was someone said, you ever, like, you know, realize, like, your friends growing up were, you know, probably.
Same ethnicity? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is probably why there's so much alcoholism in this room.
Well, Dr. Toucher's at it again.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
He says, things that run through the family. Funny. Vaughn seems to avoid mentioning fat fuckness. I can read these all day.
Yeah, you
I
know.
Think they're hysterical.
Oh, fat fuckness.
Vaughn yeah. just gets ripped on by all of our fans.
No, just the toucher.
And well, Bendo.
No, fuck, no you got to listen to that show.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm
sad. We won't be hearing much from Bendo after a while.
Uh-oh. I need to download that show.
Even though it was round one, I think I won that round.
He actually posted a very derogatory comment about Lauren.
Oh, yeah?
That I didn't approve because I felt bad.
Oh, what, on the MySpace page?
Yeah.
Why not?
It was very harsh.
Really?
So what?
I don't think she deserved it.
Okay.
It was...
But I deserved everything he's gone through for the last
yeah,
year?
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot.
Has he ever posted anything about me?
No.
No, he likes you.
When he Yay. Asked you to queef, that was, I think, the worst thing he's ever said.
Wow.
But he's not a fan of her. And
good.
Wow.
But I don't think he understood the purpose of her being here.
I still don't
She also really hasn't said a whole lot.
No, she's just kind of a... audience for us.
Basically, yeah.
Mic'd audience.
A mic'd audience.
She's like our canned laughter.
She's a permanent call-in.
Yeah, basically.
Mm. Like Rich's?
I mean, she wasn't brought on here to bring the funny.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she just wanted to hang out and do the show. And so she hangs out and does the show.
But do we really need to explain to this cockknocker about this?
Honestly, not really.
No, I'm just
I've
explaining.
Actually
we're wasting
had a
like 3 minutes of
it.
Our time. Wait, explain
about
it to...
Yeah.
Oh.
We're wasting like 3 or 4 minutes of our time explaining to this Dingleberry that...
Dingleberry. We just wasted a fucking half hour talking about your goddamn legs and nuts. I think we could talk about Vendo for 3 minutes.
But that was good, though.
Yeah, it was great. Was I loved good. It.
Toucher got some Toucher got some great material out of it.
He
I don't care
did.
What you said. So did everybody else, it seems.
Yeah.
Toucher was definitely bringing the funny tonight. So.
He's bringing the funny.
I'm 6'2". 263 pounds. I'm a big fuck.
I ain't gonna lie.
Speaking of bears, did anybody hear the story about the guy who just recently nabbed a bear? They didn't kill it. He just caught a bear that was like 750 pounds. He was a big fella.
Where?
I did not get a chance to read the whole story. It was right before I left work. But I thought it was going to be another one of those pig stories.
Yeah,
and it's got like a picture of the guy, and he's like sitting there, and the bear is just like asleep in front of him.
Knocked out.
And all they did was put a tracking collar on him, but he's a big fella.
You ever see
he said he'll get up to like 950 pounds. He's like not even full grown.
You ever see the bear in the Anchorage, Alaska airport?
No.
It's like the biggest Kodiak bear ever taken.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And like it mauled the guy, and they...
waiting for his flight.
Him than a pencil factory.
There's actually a story of a Marine who... beat a bear with a log or something like that. Yeah.
You ever see... Do you watch Man vs. Wild, anyone?
Yes.
No.
You ever see the show like where he takes the log and like kills the rabbit or whatever?
Yeah, I've seen... some of the stuff that he does in that show is just ridiculous.
All right, so my brother's watching this show.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, he's out in his yard working, and a bunch of Canadian geese come up, and they're pissing him off.
I thought you were going to say logs. A bunch of Canadian geeks.
No, that was the next day. So he's like... He has a small log, so he picks up. He goes, fucking, you know, the guy from Bear or whatever his name is can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Wings this thing. He just wanted to scare the Canadian geese.
Yeah.
Killed one.
Cracks its neck in half.
Oh, God.
I'm like, wow. I'm like, it can really be done. My brother did it.
We got supper tonight.
Wow.
Man, he was all pissed off because they had to dig a really big hole.
There was one I saw. There was one I saw that it actually made my father walk out of the room. He was stuck in the desert, right? And there's this dead animal, like the crows, and you know everybody else has been through. It's like a dead deer or dead like a antelope, and every other animal's been through it. The vultures. The vultures have been through it, and he decides to pounce because he needs something to eat. So he starts pulling the skin back and showing the meat, and he just starts eating it right from the body.
Mm-hmm. I love eating when he catches a fish.
And he rips the guts out. Mm. He rips the guts out with his teeth.
Yeah.
And he starts chewing it alive. My father actually said, I can't watch this ever again. No, I can't. And he
pulling
walked out of
the
room. And I was like,
back to show off the meat.
And he's showing it. He's pulling it back, and he just starts pulling, like, just starts eating the meat off the carcass.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just like, and it's the thing's been dead for a good, probably a week or so.
You know what I feel really bad for?
No, because he doesn't have anything. All he has is, like, a cameraman and another camera.
And a knife.
Yeah.
Oh. So how's he not getting sick from that?
I was just going to say, you know what I feel really bad? I feel bad for his toilet after he comes back.
Oh, God.
Supposedly you can eat it if it's a certain, if it's been out a certain time, you can actually, you know, your body can actually consume it. It just,
yeah.
Well, if you have the enzymes built up in your body.
Oh, yeah, he's like
a
fucking gorilla.
I mean, like. We had this whole conversation with a certain vegetarian hippie from high
God.
School. Oh, God. Fuck that.
Used to live in the area.
Yeah.
I got the story here.
What's that?
It's an ex-Marine. A camping trip to Low Gap Campgrounds near Helen. Where is this? Atlanta? Oh, I guess in Georgia. Turned into a harrowing experience for Chris Everhart and his three sons when they tangled with a 300-pound black bear.
Wow.
But it proved fatal for the bear. The bear had taken Evan Hart's cooler and was...
Fucking Yogi Bear?
His picnic basket. It was heading back to the woods.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo, I'm going to maul your kids.
When 6-year-old Logan hurled a shovel at it.
Logan.
What?
Logan.
Really? Wow, these kids are fucking...
Is that Pat's
javelin.
Kid?
Fearing what might happen next, the father and ex-Marine grabbed the closest thing he could find, a log.
He took his kid and he beat
him. I threw it and I happened to hit the bear in the head. I thought it just knocked him out. It actually ended up killing the bear.
What?
Wow.
This guy fucking chucked a log at a bear and killed it.
What is he, John
Once
Cena?
Once Marine, always Marine.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
That's pretty rough. It was only 300 pounder, huh?
They ate for days.
That's like a little bigger than me and Vaughn.
Yeah. It's like me and Dan combined.
No, that's way more than 300 pounds.
All right, yeah, it's about five. But I mean, like...
closer to 550.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway.
That's like
that's
20 pounds more than me.
Okay.
20 pounds or more.
I'm fat right now.
Right now.
Right at the moment.
Right now.
That's all you did last week. You pushing 6'4"?
I think...
Yeah, 6'3".
Wow. I was just thinking about, I think hunters should just go into the woods with a whole bunch of logs from now on.
Wow.
That would be more fun, just to see people throwing
It'd
logs.
Be like the Scottish caber toss.
Yeah.
You're just trying to hit bears on the head with it.
Stand still for a second. Yeah.
I think New Jersey should let the bear hunt happen if you have to hunt with a log.
Hunting with a log? I'm okay with that, because
that's... makes it more sporting.
Yeah, fucking Duplo.
More sporting and, yeah.
They're throwing Legos at the fucking things. That's when they run out of shit.
Well, we'll put Blammo back in business.
Fucking those Lincoln logs you put little log cabins together with. They're throwing those things out.
Mm. Well, I actually do want to take a break now.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that.
I usually don't just read headlines, but I happened to go to FARC.
Uh-oh.
And it was just a funny headline, I thought. Child development experts lash out at Sesame Street DVD series targeted towards children under 2. Sesame Street releases them anyway, brought to you by the letters F and U.
I like
that. Some of their tags are fucking...
Their headlines are really good.
Yeah. Sometimes their headlines are better than the actual story.
Yeah, it's the truth.
I'm like, oh, that sounds funny. And I click on it. It's like, man, it's dumb.
No, that sucks.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. When we come back, more news.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Aristocrats.
Hi,
Hi, guys. This is the Aristocrats.
Oh, is it? Is there an echo in here?
Yeah, they were tooling on Heidi in the chat room.
Why is that?
Because we hear it so much.
Oh, it's true.
But, you know, that's the only promos they gave me, so.
Okay. Yeah, you got to work with what
you
got.
That's the only one I'm playing.
Okay.
We do need more of them, though, from the other shows.
We need to do our own.
Maybe we should make our own.
Yeah.
No one will play.
Okay. No one will play. They'll just rip them apart.
Probably.
Could just play our intro.
Yeah, we could.
That's enough, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Just add the cringe radio thing at the end.
Or that.
So what do we got, Vaughn?
Nothing.
What's in the news?
Absolutely
What's in the paper?
Nothing. Okay.
What's in the papers?
The papers are all over.
What's the skinny?
That Bloomberg had a conference, a press conference yesterday.
Who's Bloomberg?
Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City.
Boom!
Bloomberg!
Damn you, Bloomberg! Boom, boom, blurger, bloom.
Bloomberg! And the papers are fucking going apeshit about it. You know, even though he said in the press conference that he's not going to run.
He's declaring independence?
Left the Republican Party.
He's declaring, I'm not a candidate. I'm not. The country has options. That's what he said.
Uh-huh.
And they do. They have like a fucking billion people to play around with on either side.
Uh-huh.
Even the independents, they have like, you know. And then the papers go into all this shit that like, bets going on. There's a thing about the sizes. Like if he was elected, he'd be the smallest president in like 20 years. Because he's 5'7", and everybody else, the last, you know, from, Johnson to, you know, Bush the second, are between 6'3".
They should have stuck Lincoln on there.
And 6 foot. Damn Lincoln. I don't think they were going that far back.
Right in the back, behind Bloomberg.
Massive. 7'2". Talking about a guy who used to take on bears on a daily basis by himself.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Fucking Lincoln logs.
Yeah, he didn't use it.
He was throwing Lincoln logs at him.
He used his own Lincoln log. Knocked them straight the fuck out.
Like,
but yeah,
they're just
going ape shit about Peter. Yeah, fucking
throw him on there.
So we can.
You gotta make a mention.
You want to talk politics? Let's talk politics.
You want the ship to go down now? I can see the
iceberg.
There's a reason why we don't talk politics.
Why is that?
Because we have differing views, and I don't want to turn this into a fucking debate.
I don't
want
to get deep into it.
And plus, it's fucking boring.
It ain't fucking boring, CNN, all right? We're not doing that shit.
What were Matt and Vaughn debating about earlier? What was that I said save for the show?
The story.
There was
a 15-year-old kid in India who performed a C-section. There was a big uproar about it. People are angry. Now, I say...
Outraged.
Outraged. That was the word that was used. Outraged.
Were they outraged here or in India?
I guess in India.
Because... The thing is, it was a stunt to get into the Guinness Book of World Records as being the youngest.
Is it really a stunt?
Yes.
Think about it.
Everything in the Guinness is a stunt. It's not like people hold their breath for that long.
Exactly.
Like, by accident.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not like it's a stunt. It's a stunt. These parents deliberately.
All book is stunts. Yeah. Except for like the physical deformities.
If
and
the
shit.
Kid performed a successful C-section, it wasn't a stunt.
But did it say it was successful?
It doesn't say whether it was or not.
Yeah.
He performed it, right?
The woman could have bled out. Who the fuck knows?
I don't think she did.
I think she did.
I think that would make news first.
I think he gut her like a fish.
And where was it?
India.
Who cares?
India.
And that baby of hers came out like the Kitner boy shoe.
Oh, my God.
And Jaws.
I like that.
Wait, these are the...
It's going to spill out all over the decks.
Isn't the Ganges River like, full of shit and they go swimming in it?
Pretty much.
Yeah, but it's like religious.
And they're outrageous that a 15-year-old can perform a C-section.
But the Ganges River, they
I kind of wanted to do
people,
an Indian Jaws.
People who are hard, people who are like hardcore, very religious, they take that water as if it's one.
Yeah, I understand that, but there's still
it's
piles
most,
of shit, human feces.
It's worse than down the street.
Down
the street? Well, I don't even know what's down the street.
I don't either.
You know, the bay. It's fucking
the bay's not that bad.
Fetuses are flying out of nowhere.
You want to go the other way for that?
Down by the spy house.
Yes.
When you
over
get on
there,
a,
it's bad.
You get a good Sunday morning walk down there. You're either gonna
got
get
a little
stabbed,
breakfast laying on the.
You're either gonna get stabbed by hypodermic needles.
Yeah.
You're gonna see condoms. You're gonna see dead fetuses roll up on you.
Oh God! Could you imagine? Oh, that.
Yeah,
we used to
do the dead baby patrol.
That's
there.
True. But the whole point here is, What? He had been trained for, what, 3 years?
I believe he said 3 years.
And I said that from 12 to 15 would be the perfect time to learn how to play an instrument.
Right.
Why wouldn't you start learning how to perform a surgery from both of your parents, who are both doctors? You get a little jump on. It was under their supervision as well.
Now that I think about it, that's kind of, it's okay, that's fine. But no,
if it was good enough for Neil Patrick Harris,
yes,
it's good enough for the.
How old was he on the show?
I think he was a full MD at like 15.
Wow! But the thing is, that was all like brain smarts, and he went to school.
Brain smarts. So you're saying this kid might not be smart?
No, I don't think he's Indian. Do you think he's Indian? Well, all right, right there.
What about
too much curry fucked his brain up?
All right. So how old do you think you should have to be before you can be a certified surgeon?
Legal. I don't know.
No.
Go through
like 8 years of school.
Yeah, if you go can through
pass,
all the school.
If you can pass the test, if you know all the if you know all the locations and everything and all the purposes and what kind of tools you can only use to cut into certain areas.
The thing is, I think it's besides it just being a stunt because it's for the Guinness Book of World Records, I think the kid's just doing it because his parents have been egging him on for 3 years
his
to learn this shit.
His parents have been egging him on.
You know, they've been like, you know, read this, watch this. They've been fucking just bugging him for 3 years. And he's been like, I want to learn, like, you know, I want to learn the klezmer or some shit.
I think this kid just got a head start.
Well, as they're saying in the chat, it is India, so they will replace them immediately if they do die. Mm-hmm. And Bob from the Conte and Kenny show said they're like mogwais, just pour a little water on them.
Yes.
No, but, like... I can understand the whole thing of training a child young. Yeah, you know that's what Hitler did. You know,
okay,
worked for him.
Yeah, I could see how this is totally related.
It worked for the Pope.
Yeah,
it did too. Yeah, he was a Hitler child.
Hitler child.
I heard a really bad joke the other day. Dealing with the Pope.
Go ahead.
What?
I'm in a training seminar, and there's a guy that works for my company that grew up in Poland under the communist regime,
mm-hmm.
and So he's telling me this joke in his broken English. And he goes, there's this Nazi walking through a field in Poland. And he comes to a guy hiding, and he, you know, goes to shoot him. Hears a voice from above. He goes, stop. And he looks up. He goes, what's the matter, God? Why? He goes, that's the next Pope. Leave him alone. So he looks up again. And he goes, well, what's in it for me? You're the Pope after him.
But that was... Thank you!
I told you it was really bad.
It would have been better if you tried a Polish accent. See, that's why we don't do jokes.
Hey, what happened?
We just try to be funny.
I said it was really bad.
Anyway.
It was pretty bad.
We'll erase that from the...
It came from a Polish.
From the anals of history.
From my annals.
Okay.
It's just like a different kind of sense of humor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very dry, witty, European.
Very dry.
Very
Polish
Jewish.
Humor.
In Moscow,
it was a little bit.
In Moscow, car drives you. Ha ha. Yakov Smirnov said it.
Okay. Dated comment again. Fuck Yakov Smirnov.
Fuck him.
He does Branson. You know that?
He does what?
Branson, the Tennessee capital of the world, or the country capital of the world. He's
yeah,
like a
okay.
big. He's like a big name there. I'm like.
Music
what?
City, USA.
I'm like, he couldn't get to
Branson, Missouri.
He couldn't get to Atlantic City. Like, he just stopped in Branson and said, this is my home now.
I guess.
After those shitty movies he did in the 80s.
I have no knowledge of this, so I don't know.
It's like him and Guido Starducci.
Oh, God.
Doing back-to-back shows.
This is fucking ridiculous.
What you got? Actually, I thought they were the same person.
Yeah.
So what else we got, guys?
I don't know. Are we going to have anybody call in?
Oh. I don't think so.
No.
Nobody wants to call our show?
Nobody loves us.
What's the number anyway?
Why don't you kick out that number one last time?
Oh, you must be talking about 732-917-0456. That must be what you're talking about.
Smooth jazz.
Oh,
so give us a call.
Give us a call. We'll play your requests.
All right, hit us up with another story, Derek.
Wait, why don't we talk about that story I saw before, after we had that little stupid discussion
Which
about
Which one
this.
Was that?
The defeating?
Yes, the girl, what was it? It was in Kentucky, right? Yeah. She was on the Superman ride, the free fall ride, when a cord wrapped around her feet and ripped off her feet from her ankles.
Okay, right at the beginning of this, when Vaughn read the title at first out loud.
Yeah.
What was it, Derek? You're looking at the article right now, right?
It's not the same one.
Oh. What it was, Savon? It was
girl,
like...
Girl defeated by
well,
Superman.
Well, on Farks, on Farks...
It was like a play
head.
On words, right?
Oh, it was defeated.
On
oh,
Farks' little
the
thing.
Right
way?
Uh-huh.
The way well, okay. No. Like D-E-F-E-E-T-E-D.
Oh, okay. See, I was in the defeated. Other room, and he was like, girl defeated. And I was like, that's not even fucking funny.
Well, that's what
you have
Fark
a very
does.
Defeatist attitude about this whole... this whole
and it, yeah, it pretty much ripped their feet right off. And,
oh,
and
yeah.
And the explanation that is that... the
explanation?
Explanation, that's what I said. What the fuck? Quiet down, Baldy.
I think that's the first,
what's whatever
F-bomb
fucking,
of the night.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm kind of proud of us. We've gone over an hour.
His wife just turned off the computer.
F-bomb.
Mine?
Yeah, you're
no.
Wife. It's your mother sitting right next door.
Fucking turn that off.
My mom's asleep right now.
That they, this, the,
The what?
The place remained open, yet
Six
the
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Six Flags remained open, yet
the
ride was closed for questions.
It was
for
the ride. The ride in question.
In question was closed.
they closed like, the ride for questioning.
I thought that was really funny.
The ride in question, like they're not sure this ride ripped off her feet or not.
They got totally the they got the up. Ride under a big spotlight. The guy smoking a cigarette.
What did you do?
It's like
Russell Crowe rips a chair in half and runs in there. Finally gets all the answers out of him.
But the thing is, it's different. Like, with Six Flags, they actually... People die in Six Flags. We were just talking about that also. That in Disneyland or Disney World, no one dies in the Magic Kingdom. And
true.
There's tons of stories online about people, like, climbing the walls, like, climbing up the you know, the... what is it?
Space Mountain.
Well, Space Mountain, yeah. Get decapitated in Space Mountain for
oh my
standing
God.
Up.
Yeah.
Or their monorail that they have.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you hear? There's stories where a guy climbed up the monorail at the side. He started walking on the rails, and a car came by, and because of the car, he got hit. But those cars go so fucking slow. I don't
they
know
do.
How
yeah.
he got crushed by it.
What's his choices? Either he yeah. crushed by the car or jump off.
Yeah.
What he made it up
Why
there.
Why did
I think
he climb up it though?
Because he was trying to get over. He didn't want to pay. So
wow.
he climbed up because they're usually outside. You can climb up, and it's kind of like on the teeter of the wall.
He paid all right.
And he got crushed, but those things don't go that fast.
Nope.
So he could have timed it a little better.
Yeah, he could have timed it a lot better. And I think people have gotten electrocuted from walking on the rails and getting, you know, doing the... Because it just pulsates through their body and kills them.
Yeah, I'll say. Why would they even do that?
Because people are stupid. Fucking people in, was it, on Magic Mountain, like, people will get up and start to try to walk, like climb over people in their seats to get... Just to move around, like the fuck around.
I don't know.
And people just get decapitated because of all the metal and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In those places. And
this particular ride, the passengers are lifted 177 feet.
Oh yeah.
Suspended momentarily and then dropped.
What was this?
This was the ride, the Superman ride.
Oh yeah.
In Six Flags over Kentucky.
Yeah, because they ran out of stuff to talk about, so they had to tell us exactly what the ride does.
Yeah. They drop 154 feet at 54 miles an hour.
20 feet before...
Stopping just 20 terrifying feet before the pavement.
Christ.
Yes.
And this is why I don't go to theme parks.
Yep.
And her feet are fucking gone.
Gone.
They can't
Footloose.
Put them back on?
They probably...
Oh, God.
I hope they could. That would suck if you had those... I just...
That's a lot of freaking reconstructive surgery.
If they packed it in ice, could they bring them
back? I can't imagine if they can do anything. You got all like kinds of
peg
plates
legs.
And
fucking
shit over
hooks
there.
For your feet.
Yeah.
Oh. Peg
You'd
legs.
Have to have like some kind of like things to stick your
Magic
stumps in.
Legs.
things to stick your stumps in that have like a little brace that goes up to your shin so you can't fall forward. I'm
wow.
sure like
you're
yeah.
constant like you're constantly like a bowling pin.
Lieutenant Dan Magic Legs. Just the magic ankles. You don't even need the whole legs.
Look, you got magic ankles.
Like, especially if people, like, what somebody was telling me about, that if people rob or try to steal in the Magic Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
they have a Mickey Mouse jail where Mickey's in there,
God.
Like, you know, porcelain Mickey sitting in, holding onto the bars.
Terrible.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
I've heard some
I've been told these things. I don't know if it's true
yeah.
or not, but that's what I've been told. Like, they have security, and they actually have a jail.
When I worked in Red Bank, my boss used to be a manager, at Disney in Orlando, and he told me some freaky stories.
Like
they have, like, it's a whole underground city there.
Oh, yeah. The tunnel system? Yeah. Not even a tunnel system. It's just freaking. It's just an underground world.
Yeah. Can you tell us some? Or
I'm trying to remember some. Like how they used to. Like they had basically their own like court and jail and.
Yeah.
Stuff really?
Like that. Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
And like he told me stories about like basically what Vaughn said, like people dying, but no one ever dies. On
yeah.
Yeah. You get pronounced dead at the hospital. You yeah. don't die. And even if it's something. Even if you lose your fucking head and your body's sitting there. Wailing as everybody's going, wee, water, blood splurting everywhere. Wee, and your freaking wife is like, ah.
Yeah, so when there's accidents and stuff like that, especially if there's like blood spill, he goes, you've never seen something get cleaned up so fast in your life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like quick curtain, we're done. It's like a fucking magic trick.
Yeah. It's like now you see blood, now you don't.
I don't know. Those kinds of places are just, they're too isolated when you think about it.
Like with cast members, right? They call their employees cast members.
Yeah.
The ones who are in the suits, they're not allowed to be like any part of their body is not allowed to be seen by customers.
Never.
Yeah, they can't walk. They can't be seen even in like a piece of their hand or their arms or anything. They have to be staying in character at 100%.
Yeah, until they're totally like in the underground city, they
where they can't be known. Yeah,
even if you pass out from like dehydration,
yeah.
you can't take off like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
your
that's
pants.
Right because you never see any areas like. Staff only or anything like that.
Yeah.
You don't see anything like that. It's seamless.
That there's that girl that we used to work with, Derek Friendless.
Yes,
that's down there now.
Oh,
she's.
Do you get your inside information from her?
No, she doesn't speak too much.
Oh,
what'd you take her vocal cords out when she left?
She's a keeping character. She
no, I haven't
costume.
Seen her in years since we were in high school. We worked at Friendly's all together.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know what I'm talking about? Right?
I remember we me and Derek got hired and you quit. I remember that.
Yeah, I got you two jobs.
Hey guys, you want to work with me? Yeah, we'll work together.
Great.
I quit.
Guess what? Going to Pizza Hut.
I got my $25 for the Ichis and I quit. Fuck it.
So did you guys just like follow Dan around from job to job?
After Friendly's, I never followed Dan to another job.
Yeah, Vaughn never left. Like. Imagine Vaughn at Pizza Hut with us back in the pizza days.
No.
No, I wouldn't allow it.
That place would have been burned down. There would have been people getting like full on dough balls thrown at them at their tables.
Dough balls.
Did they have varicose veins in them?
Yeah, I would have made sure. I would have painted them on and then throw them at them.
Disgusting. I'll never eat Pizza Hut.
Yeah, we
again
all kind of did that when we were at high school in the beginning of college, followed someone from job to job. Like, someone got in and then they weaseled everyone else in.
They just opened the door.
I kind of like, went and did my
how
own
many people
thing.
Did we get hired at Pizza Hut?
Oh, countless.
I never worked there, surprisingly.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's the only one.
I did help out from time to time, but.
You weren't even paid. You're
like
working.
Six different
well, I ate
hired.
A lot of pizza there, so
like
I figured I might as well.
From what I, seven or eight from what I can count.
I
that
knew
I got, that I personally got hired.
Oh,
I don't know, but you personally.
Derek
did.
Personally got hired.
Just like all the people that I know that worked there.
Yeah, I knew at least a dozen at one time that
Derek
I was actually friends with.
Dan can't
yeah, like
count on his hands
seven.
How many fucking people he got hired.
At
full
Pizza
on
Hut.
Full on morning shifts, full of people he got hired. No, after Friendly's, I said I'm never going. If I know where Dan's working, I'm not going to go work with him. I'm not. So I went and.
Listen, I told you when I was quitting, I'm like, get the hell out of here. This place sucks.
Yeah, after
I was wrong.
Let's see, the third week we were in, I was in. Dude, this fucking place sucks. I'm leaving.
Well, Dan told me to go to Pizza Hut because they were hiring hosts, hostesses.
You a host?
And so I went there and I asked the manager at the time, and I didn't drop Dan's name, and she hired me. And then I remembered to drop Dan's name, and I did. And then she actually considered not hiring me.
Yeah. Really?
Just because I was friends with Dan. She goes, oh, you're friends with Dan? Oh, fuck.
Shit.
Whoops-a-daisy.
But Dan still takes credit for it, so I'll let him. I want to talk about this.
Well, oh, okay.
Oh, goody, a story.
Oh, boy!
Mover. Tell me a story.
Ren.
Mover's cleaning out a loft in the Canadian province of Quebec. Recently
Quebec.
Found...
Shut up.
Recently found 43... dead cats
what?
Placed in a refrigerator alongside condiments and other food items.
Awesome.
That is disgusting.
Yum. The Montreal loft previously had been rented by a couple in their 50s, and the discovery of their grisly refrigerator contents left their former neighbors questioning the couple's motivation.
What? You don't like Chinese food?
So... What?
Wait, so the impression that I'm starting to get is that they wanted to have their own animal sanctuary.
They wanted dead cats.
They wanted cat sickles,
said their neighbor.
Oh, God.
The fact that syringes were found in many of the cats' bodies had led to some
Ketsicle.
Postulate? Mm-hmm. Led some to postulate that the couple may
have
what
been, a word.
I know. May have been given the felines impromptu medical care. Another 13 cats were found in the apartment alive and receiving appropriate medical treatment.
So wait, they were so these hypodermic needles were inside
well,
the cats?
Well, I guess they were, maybe they were finding the cats and trying to heal
possibly.
Them or take care of them.
I don't know.
Feeding
and
them
the ones that died, they would just put it in the fridge.
Ziploc bag fridge it.
Yeah,
or
why would they keep it?
Killing the cats.
Well, they live in a condo. It's like not know. Like they have a backyard. Lost. It's not like they have a backyard. When an animal dies, you go and dig it, bury it in the backyard.
Too fucking weird.
You know what I mean?
Throw it in a trash can.
I don't know. Weird. Fucking weird.
Gross.
Yeah.
Were they? Really wait, the form? Did they sell the place?
I don't know.
Or did they just die? Those people.
You're like, why didn't they take the cats?
It was rented
with them?
By a couple in the.
Oh,
50s.
so they finished
so I guess
their lease.
They were done, and they didn't take their cats with them.
Nice. That's a great way
that's
to.
That's a pretty big overlook.
You fucking. Yeah.
What did we forget?
Oh, the cats!
Shit!
Shit! Oh, well.
Fucking Maury, you forgot the cats.
I'm already halfway down the block. I'm not turning around.
I am not going back for those cats, eh?
Hey.
Canada.
Yes, in French.
In French. Canada.
So that was funny.
That was hilarious. Dead freaking cats.
Wow.
I love it.
At least it wasn't a dead bear.
Oh, boy. Okay, you ready for this one? Berwick, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
A school crossing guard accused of molesting 7 children was charged with more than 1,000 counts of sexual assault.
Yes.
Awesome.
Dale Hutchins. Hutchins.
Hutchinson?
Hutchins. Hutchings. Mm-hmm. Was arrested Hutchins. Tuesday and charged with 305 counts of raping a child, 356 counts of aggravated indecent assault against a child under 13, and 356 counts of indecent assault against a child under 13.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot of.
That's several.
Yes. He is going to die.
The assaults took place between 1998 and 2007.
He was busy.
He did that in a fucking decade? That's a lot.
That's damn. Pretty good.
That's a lot of hush money. And all the victims
that's
were...
That's a lot of lollipops.
All the victims were under under 13 when the attacks began. Wow.
Attacks.
He worked as a crossing guard near Orange Street Elementary School.
Hmm.
He also worked for the Ambulance Association... And was a high school band booster.
Booster indeed. Boosted right in their asshole.
He was sent to Columbia County Prison on $300,000 bail.
It's pretty rough.
He is not paying that.
He's going to die in jail.
$300,000 is the bail?
Yeah.
And isn't that like 10%? So it's like, how's that worked out?
Oh, fuck.
Well, 10% of the bond.
Yeah. So it would be $3 million?
No.
$3,000?
The bail is $300,000.
Okay.
Bond.
Okay.
If you have a Bell's bondman, you personally only put up 10%.
Gotcha.
So he would have to put up $30,000.
Yeah.
So, or $3 million, whatever.
Man. Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure if that worked in reverse or not. Like if he had, if that was the 10% that he had to pay, or if, okay.
If you go through a bondsman, like Dog the Bounty Hunter, you only paid them 10%.
Gotcha.
Because they have a relationship with the court.
Mm-hmm.
They are vouch for you.
Okay.
And they'll say, you don't have to send out a cop. We'll go after them.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, they freak out if they can't get their guy because they're then paying the full amount of the bail.
Gotcha.
So, like.
All right, I understand that.
Wasn't he supposed to go to jail, that guy? Dog the Bounty Hunter?
He did.
Because he's illegal arrest in another Mexico. In another state, in another country?
Even I really Mexico think someone really needs to tell him that it's not 1982 anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's rocking that mullet.
He fucking
the mullet, the cowboy boot. I mean,
the fat wife with the big tits.
Y'all know I'm a fan of cowboy boots, but the snake skin with the really baggy pants.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, cowboy boots and baggy pants just don't go.
Is his show still on?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They now call,
how do we get
like,
into Dog the Bounty Hunter?
I don't know.
Well, I had asked if that how that worked with the bail and the bond.
Because Dad brought it up.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan.
Sorry.
Anyway, police began investigating this chap. Monday when an 11-year-old girl accused him of putting his hands down her pants.
Nice.
Where on the bear did she touch
you? As she made breakfast at his house.
Oh, what? My goodness.
Toward the end of the school year, according to court documents.
Goodness.
How many eggs were you cooking when he touched you there on the bear?
Police were led to other victims who also said they were molested. One teenager, now 18, told police that the man molested her more than 300 times.
My goodness, that's not molesting. That's just you going out and getting it on with this guy.
Between the ages of 12 and 15. And then I guess he was done with her.
While making lunch.
Yeah.
What was hot, he, what was he eating while this was fucking going on half the time? Mmm, steak sandwich. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I'd like some underage pussy with my pancakes.
Molest, molest, molest. How you doing,
molest,
honey?
Molest, molest.
How you doing, honey? You learning your ABCs? Suck it. Ah,
Over 300 times. How does it happen over 300 times?
It doesn't make sense.
Every day for two years straight?
Speak up.
Avoid him.
You think she'd speak up?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Hi. Let's not go back there.
If it happens 300 times,
she liked it.
Honey, did you sleep over your friend's house last night? Why do you have syrup on your chin?
I'm going to say if it happened 3 times.
Yeah. That's almost every school day.
Yeah.
For two school years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 300 times.
Yeah.
Some horny old man.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
What's all that powdered sugar on your face? Oh,
I guess
we were making waffles.
Why was that little girl making
breakfast
for him? Because that's in his house.
She was.
She just got done fucking all night, I guess.
How old was she? Wait, how old was she?
11.
Between
12 and 15.
So she wasn't really making real breakfast.
Yeah,
she was making
the other one.
Oh.
She wasn't making real breakfast. She was on those fake plastic, like, play school fucking sets making breakfast.
She put, like, a Hot Pocket
calzone
in the microwave.
She's got an easy bake oven.
She's got a pan filled with mud making cakes.
A little light bulb.
Look, this is. Oh, no. Stop touching me.
Oh, no. Speaking of touching, what does the toucher have to say about this? Nothing.
It's not about me, so he doesn't care.
Yeah. I'm sure a fat Vaughn joke will pop up somewhere.
I hope so. But
so
anyway.
Vaughn, did you go over your crossing guard's house for breakfast?
I didn't have a crossing guard. I think
I know Derek did, but
I had a fat black woman as a crossing guard.
I did too at one point. Basically, all the crossing guards I ever had when I was little were just old ladies.
Yeah.
There's actually one very attractive crossing guard in the area.
Really?
I see every day on my way to work at 3 o'clock. Every single day. Every day.
Wait, what is it? I've met a handful of nurses over the last couple of years,
right? Oh, no.
And I'm sitting in the waiting room, and all the nurses in this guy's place are old women. And I'm like, motherfucker. I'm like, I got to get into the one fucking place where there's old women. Like, everywhere I deliver, fucking there's at least 2 or 3 young, hot-looking nurses.
What's wrong with that?
What, hot young nurses?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that's great. I'm
complaining
that
he had old nurses.
I'm like, oh, here.
Oh, you have the old nurses.
And I get to the doctor I'm going to, all of them are fucking old. I'm like, oh, God. Like, for fuck's sakes. Come on.
Nurse is going to fuck you anyway.
Bring in some new meat. Fucking Christ.
I also noticed that a lot of times the nurses, even if they're young, tend to be pretty fat. Pretty fat.
There's a couple where I deliver in some of the routes that are actually very, very hot.
Okay. I know they exist. I know
there's
the hot
even
ones
a one,
exist.
There's even one that's a little bigger. She's a little thicker.
Yeah.
I love when you get the fat nurse.
Outstanding.
And they criticize you and you're like, your health.
Oh, yeah.
Your blood pressure's kind of high. I'm like,
you want to check yourself?
She's got a piece of she's got a piece of ham sticking from her chin.
French fries sticking out of her hair.
She just takes 2 pieces of ham, puts them around her arm.
Wait, let me get the bag. Oh wait, sorry.
She's got that little ring from the middle of the ham, little bone.
Fucking onion ring is her engagement ring.
Oh, God.
I really want to be like, take your cake and get the hell out of my face.
I'm hungry.
Oh, me too.
I think we're ready for White Castle.
There's a royal dinner in our future.
I'm not going to get up early, but I don't care.
King of the Castle.
Oh, you have early morning?
Yeah, just tomorrow.
Oh.
How early is that?
6 a.m.
Ew!
Yes, it exists, Matthew.
Ew, I'm falling asleep at 6 a.m.
I know.
I'm dead tired to the world at 6 a.m.
I'm getting up at 6 a.m. too.
I'm getting up too.
Well, you're getting up for other reasons, aren't you?
Going hiking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting up to get, you know, the body blood moving and healthy and shit like
how
that.
Why does Carly hang out with us?
I don't know.
Because she's married to Derek, technically.
Yeah.
We're married now?
Well, you've been dating for like, what, 77 years?
Yeah.
Approximately.
78, actually.
There. Technically, by union.
By the
Isn't
way.
It like, what is that, common law marriage?
Not 7 years. We took that off the books last year.
Oh. Really?
Yep. No more common Carly's law marriage.
Sorry, Carl, you're not suckering me into that.
You're so
You're
going
to have to keep trying to get pregnant. And I'm going to keep on punching you.
Oh, that's horrible.
Honey, we're getting a second floor apartment. Why? Kick you down the stairs.
Wow.
Wow. Just, you know, do that fancy birth control method.
What? What? I just saw you giggle. What Nothing. What happened?
No.
What?
No. No. The toucher was just saying, where the hell does Vaughn get off making fun of other fat people?
Other.
That was me.
Ultra fat
I'm
people.
I'm allowed to make fun of other fat people. I'm a fat fuck myself. I'm allowed.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm making fun of the kikes. And I'm
wow.
Not, and
oh.
I'm gotta
slip that in.
Gotta sneak that in.
Just like... Peter Steele's yeah. penis has to sneak
that's,
in.
That's Vaughn's Peter Steele. Oh, that's Vaughn's PSP.
And I'm not a kike, but I do make fun of the kikes.
You might be. I think he could be.
Jury's still out of that.
I fucking, when I'm Jerry Lewis DNA. Jewish, what am I?
You got a hung jury on that one.
We're still doing DNA tests.
Wow.
I yelled at Derek when we were camping.
Oh,
did
no.
you
remember?
Did you call him no. a kike?
Yes. And he got all upset.
Oh,
Carly,
I don't remember that.
6.25%
well,
we is very offended
tarp.
Right now.
Oh, God, the tarp.
Wait, okay, explain this story. I got to hear this.
He was complaining about the way I was doing it. Well, he wasn't complaining, but he was like, if you had done it like this, this would have been better. And I said, I basically did the Michael Ian Black. I'm sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kike. And he got really upset.
And he fucking... He put his small beanie on and rolled away.
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kite!
And
that's what I got.
Wow.
He looked so sad.
I
and
can
he
imagine.
Steamed off.
Very sad, yeah.
He steamed off singing the Hanukkah song.
Oh, fuck.
7% of you really pissed off?
Yeah, 7%.
6.25.
Why you gotta round
6.25?
It up?
Yeah.
You lazy
He's
fuck.
Optimist.
I'd put it lower, though, if it was that.
Lazy fuck.
It's actually not... It's
yeah,
lower.
If it was rounding, it would be 6. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Whoops.
Yeah. If you're rounding up, it would be 7.
Yeah.
7's God's number.
It's true.
And you're a Jew, so it would be 6. Because you're Satan.
It would be 666.
With the shape of his nose.
Look at that damn hook nose.
I got the profile going.
Look at him. Dan should talk. Look at his nose.
What,
you got a
what about
cabbage
it?
Patch kid
He's got
nose.
A little ski slope nose.
Yes.
Well, what?
Ski slope.
It goes to a little book at the top.
I have your typical Irish nose.
He really does.
Yes.
Dan really does look like Matt Damon.
He kind of does.
My boss said that the other day.
Yeah. Yep.
He's like, I have a desk behind my desk that doesn't get used. For some reason, he was sitting there. Because
he sitting there?
He was fantasizing.
No, he was working on two projects at once.
Oh, Matt.
Fat Damon.
No, he's just...
Yeah, Rocky Damon.
Yeah. Wow. So he's normally sits on the other side of the office for me, but he was working on two different projects at the same time, so he needed two desks to spread everything out.
Okay.
So like I'm working at my computer, and I'm like, I guess profile to him. He goes, hey, he goes, anyone ever tell you look like Matt Damon? This was literally the night after we talking about the last time we were talking about me looking like Matt Damon.
Matt Damon and Team America.
What?
Matt Damon.
Anyway, so
yes, Dan does look like Matt Damon and Rocky Dennis.
Like I'm not getting
if they had a baby and just didn't stop feeding it.
Didn't stop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess
if they had a baby with an elephant.
Wow. There's the elephant gene coming back.
Yeah.
Drunk elephant.
The drunk elephant.
I can't what?
I can't do the elephant noise.
That's Dan's Indian name. Drunk elephant. Elephant had too much fire water.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Now people in chat are just saying, fucking Jews.
Of course.
Awesome. I should have never brought it up.
Yep.
Whatever. We killed your lord, faggots.
We.
Yes.
We.
You. I did.
Personally.
I fucking hung him up by his Buster Browns.
You dropped him from the Superman ride.
I did, yeah.
A little Jaws
I defeated
reference.
Him, yeah.
I love Jaws.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, that's about that. We got anything to close us out?
Well, there was a crossing guard faces. Aww.
That was a good one.
Let's cook him dinner.
We got another bird flu.
Bird flu?
Avian influenza. Yeah.
I thought they got rid of this shit.
H5N1 bird flu strain in poultry.
Yes.
Where?
In the Czech.
Oh, the Czech Republic?
Yes.
Oh, let them die.
Let them die, he says. Around 1,800 turkeys have already died at a farm in Tishova near the central town of Ústí nad Orlicí.
See? That's why they deserve to die.
Which has a flock of around 6,000. Until now, bird flu has only been detected in wild swans in the Czech Republic. But now I guess the turkeys are fucking dying. Bird flu. Scary.
Yeah.
Remember the fucking movie they made?
Oh, yeah.
How awful was that? Yeah. It's like, this couldn't happen.
Well, mad cow is also another fucked up disease, too. You don't want to get that. Have you ever seen a video of people who
man cow?
Mad cow, not man cow.
Man cow.
No, not man cow. You want to be an unfunny douchebag on the radio? Yeah, that's man cow disease.
Wow.
Man cow disease.
An unfunny douchebag.
Never really heard him.
I probably did.
No, he's not funny.
No, he's not. No, mad cow. You ever seen videos of people who have had that?
You ever seen people video of cows that have it?
Oh. Yeah. When they're just like, they look like they're fucking drunk and they're just like twitching like a... But when people have it, it completely like drives them, kills you like over a day.
Yeah.
Like with bovine, it takes at least a week or so to really kill a cow.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it does. I mean,
Matt's eyes just bugged out of his head when he was coughing.
But anyway, so continue, Vaughn.
It's just really extreme. If you ever seen it,
what's the matter, Dan? You act like you never seen Peter Steele naked.
What? Why did you do that?
Somebody put it up in the chat.
Why?
It's like it's a fucking Steve's bat
staring at it.
Derek likes it. He's rubbing.
Why is he grabbing it?
He actually said in an interview, he didn't see any point in not having an erection. I don't know.
Not having an erection in the picture? Or
in the pictures, yeah.
He's not in his full potential.
Or just all the time.
He looks like a really ugly chick in this picture.
He actually does, yeah.
His face looks horrible.
At the time,
stay right there.
In the mid-90s,
it's gone.
He did kind of have like a, almost like, not a drag look, but like...
Yes, he did. He looked like...
He was very gaunt, so he just looked kind of like a big woman. What?
Sit down,
Dick
Carly.
Took the picture down.
It's like him and Joey Ramone. If you put them in dresses, they're most ugliest looking women ever.
Maybe that's why Steve number one likes him so much.
Because he looks like Joey Ramone?
He just looks like a chick, you know? I don't know.
From the back?
Really ugly chick.
Yeah.
With a fucking baby's arm clutching an apple in his pants.
Wow. Clutching.
Grasping.
Not just holding, clutching. It will not let it go.
He needs it to survive.
Anyway, who posted that?
That was Shelley.
Ooh. Shelley.
Ooh. Okay.
She's in New Zealand.
I don't want to talk to her then.
We got like the UN club listening to us.
I know, seriously.
Weird to touch her and her haven't started fighting with each other yet.
Oh, God. Oh, why not?
Oh, what? No, what? What? What?
Oh, we might just... Here goes the bell tolls.
Chrome the bell tolls. Good day.
He laughed and he pushed it out a little.
Good day.
That's awesome.
Whoa.
Whoa!
Whoa!
I think Dan died.
What died here?
Oh!
Good God, man.
Peter Steele's penis doesn't have anything against Derek's asshole.
What is he doing? She sent another picture.
Oh, no.
No penis, Carly, so stay where you are. He's just shoving a phone in his pants.
Oh, okay.
Someone called
him? I can't see it. I can't, no.
No, there's no nudity.
I see?
Maybe the girl wants to talk to his cock.
Yeah.
Well, I was playing a song in the car the other day, and there's a song, Nettie, that's supposed to be about his mother, and in the beginning, he is at the absolute deepest I think his voice can go. And Derek's
I
like,
I thought that was his penis.
Yeah, he goes, is that his cock singing?
And then, of course, Matt chimed in right when he was just like, yeah, and this is him. And then he went up a little higher. And then they had the high background. You're like, that's his nuts.
Maybe that's
he's got a little orchestra in
yeah.
there.
He's one man band.
Maybe Steve called to talk to his penis.
It's possible. He did. It was a call-in show.
That's where Steve is tonight.
It's the Aristocrats with PSP.
Peter Steele's penis. We got to put that up
the
in there.
The call-in number.
Anyway.
Peter Steele's penis has the high.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. No, I don't know the phone thing. I don't know.
They always had him. Didn't they have to do like a lot of stupid shit with when he was doing interviews, like pictures and stuff like that?
I don't know.
They always had to have him like half naked or fucking like
I don't remember
French
that.
And turpentine or some
I
shit.
I know there's pictures of him with girls from this. I mean, like, it's not just like a dude just being naked.
Well, in the Playboy thing?
Play girl.
Whatever.
But then when he found out that a significant portion of the readers are gay men.
He was very upset.
Yeah. He wrote a song. Because he got a lot of...
I like girls.
I like goyles.
At least he wrote a song and didn't bash anybody.
Well, there's a little bit of bashing in it, but...
Yeah.
Why didn't he know that freaking a lot of gay men would be reading that shit?
Nah, he's not thinking about that. They gave him like $2,000.
Wow. They gave him only $2,000?
That's not enough money.
Oh, well. $2,000, suppose naked?
The height of his
when,
career?
Like, virtually every girl listening to music at that time wanted him? I mean, come on.
God, where's she getting all these from?
I don't know.
You put Google, Peter Steele, and you get, like, 1,000 pictures.
Sending more?
Oh, it's him with a girl, and he's strangling her.
Oh, okay.
That's a good old day
there
picture.
You go. That makes sense.
That's a picture from last week.
Wow, he has an awful tattoo of a...
Yeah, there's a little wink.
A panther?
Mm-hmm. It's like
the
one of those...
Ripping
panther?
His skin?
Ripping through his skin?
That sounds familiar.
He might as well just get like a wolf going through his skin.
Yeah, who the fuck would
no,
do that?
That would be a little too silly.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Somebody actually on a message board posted a picture of a wolf, a tattoo of a wolf, like walking in like a walking motion. Its body was almost like an S. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it has a horse's body. Mm. It's very bizarre. So I called it a worse. It was terrible, number one. And it had that shape, that kind of rounded, like, hips and, like, yeah. torso. Like, it didn't look like a wolf, but it had a big, fluffy tail and a wolf's head and wolf's feet, but a horse's body.
Bizarre.
Well, it sounds like a worse to me.
It does.
Maybe they changed their mind halfway through the tattoo.
It could have been. You know what? This big horse just looks dumb. Let's make it a wolf.
Well, they're saying he kind of looks like Fabio, or like kind of the anti-Fabio.
Like night and day.
And Dr. Toucher says, Peter Steele is to Fabio as Vaughn is to Fat Bastard from Austin Powers.
Oh boy.
Only Fat Bastard is much smaller and better looking.
What does he think I am? Like a humongous meatball?
You're pretty fat, Vaughn.
Wow.
Oh, like you aren't, Baldy.
Baldy.
Proud to say that Carly and I are the lightest people in the room.
We run.
Whatever, fucking no. roadmap legs.
That fucking dog is the lightest thing in the room. No offense to Carly.
People.
She's a whopping 5.5 pounds.
Humans. Yeah, she kicks ass. She's like freaking Derek's pinky toe.
Wow.
If only Fez were here.
If only.
What'd you do to the bird? You didn't put him in the freezer, did you?
No, he's at my grandma's.
Not yet.
It was storming when I went to pick him up today.
Wait, so hold on. You guys went... camping last week.
Yep. No, we got back Tuesday.
Listen, no, I'm not done. And you went. Your grandmother had your dog and the bird.
Yep.
And you retrieved the dog.
No, they dropped the dog off before we got home.
Right.
I actually went to pick up the bird, spend time with my family, and then forgot to bring the bird home.
Oops-a-daisy.
Fez.
Poor Fez.
We know which one she loves more.
Fez is like the forgotten child around here.
Yeah. No, he's not.
I was wondering if you still fed him.
Yeah, no, he eats.
I saw the Cajun covered and I went over to it. I was going to take him out and let him sit on my shoulder. And I'm like, "Where's Fez?"
I wanted to pay some attention to him.
No one asked where he was, though.
I did.
Did you? Where?
Before you got home.
Oh. Yeah. He walked in.
I thought Fez died. Because Derek's like, oh, yeah. I'm like,
long story.
He's like, he's at grandma's. I'm like,
You know what? My grandma loves him.
Okay.
She can have him.
Fez is adorable, and they sit out on the porch.
Together.
Yeah.
Some dumb Asian did something really dumb.
Okay. Just, you know, you're being just a little repetitive.
I know.
Redundant.
Redundant.
Redundant. His name is Pradeep Hode.
What? Redundant was fine.
I know.
Pradeep.
A 30-year-old from Diva in Thane.
Oh, what?
I don't know. Qualifies to be Mumbai's metal man. A chronic patient of tuberculosis or turkeybosis.
Turkeybocus.
Turkeybocus of the abdomen.
Ooh.
Over the past few months, swallowed 117 coins.
That's stupid.
Why?
Which were finally removed Friday after surgery by doctors.
That's just dumb.
He had been suffering from severe abdominal pain.
No shit.
In the past few months, based on hearsay and some bizarre logic of his own, he started swallowing coins, hoping that the heavy metal would reduce abdominal pain and create pressure to have regular bowel movement. However, his condition only went from bad to worse.
Hmm. So he's eating nickels.
So he got a bad tattoo.
Oh, so he got a wolf coming through his arm.
Yeah, basically.
So wait, he wanted to
have the X-ray of his stomach with all the coins in it.
So wait, he wanted to take a dump. So he started feeding himself dimes.
Isn't that called Metamucil? Isn't that the stuff you take?
I think Derek needs some.
Derek doesn't need any.
It looks like he's about to, like, quote Macbeth.
Hey, shut your mic off next time you walk on my fart.
The way he was standing as that fart was about to rupture, it looked like he was going to quote Macbeth.
Bing, bing.
His hand all out.
Bing.
I knew him well, Horatio.
Yeah, we get it.
Asshole.
So yeah.
Is that his stomach?
That's his stomach, and that is the 117 coins in his stomach.
You know, maybe at like 3 or 4 you'd realize it wasn't working and you'd stop.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's like his whole fucking stomach is filled with change.
Wow. Big bang.
They had to dissect and remove a portion of his small bowel, as many coins had deposited in that region. The metal had affected the condition of the small bowel.
So was he discolored or anything? Besides the intense pain? Like, was it all like...
What?
I don't know.
Like, was his stomach like distended and shit like that? No?
Sure
did it
was.
Say anything like that?
What happened to him after that? Does it say? Is he better now?
He lived happily ever after.
He's dead.
Did he drink some coffee and get regular?
They cleaned the coins and gave him back to him. 2 hours later, he had $20 in
his
stomach.
That's a lot of coins.
It took 2 hours to remove all of them.
That's not bad.
That's really fucking stupid.
Ugh. Did they have the 15-year-old there from India?
Oh, my God.
It wasn't a baby. It was just coins.
Let's just stab him. Kid, just close your eyes and stab him right there.
How much did they weigh? Did they say anything like that?
How much did he weigh?
Did it say what the weight of the coin was?
The total weight.
No.
That's
117
fuckers.
Coins.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of coins.
Think of a roll of quarters as... Pretty hefty.
Pretty hefty.
Yeah, you can whack someone on the head with it.
You could.
Do some damage.
You can kill a bear with it.
So maybe. You can cut his gut, his stomach out and use it as like a deterrent for robbers just waving a fucking stomach over your head.
Wait.
Like a sock full of quarters.
Okay.
Somebody's gut full of coins.
Pillowcase full of doorknobs.
Gut full of coins. Bag of nickels.
Don't get in my house. I'll hit you with this gut full of coins.
Australia.
Will
ban alcohol and pornography in Aboriginal communities across the country's vast Northern Territory.
Oh, come on.
Touch it, don't have to worry about it.
To combat widespread child sexual abuse. I think that might encourage it a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be bored.
Deprive them.
Yeah, they're going
to
start
raping. It should just be increased. It should be given to them for free.
Describing the plight of Aboriginal children as a national emergency. They're taking control of the indigenous communities.
So wait.
From the government because it has not addressed the problem.
An Aboriginal is what, like an Indian? A native of Australia.
Yeah,
they're black. A little bit less evolved than the rest of us, I think.
Yeah.
They're not quite right.
What does Thatcher have to say about this?
He'd probably say good.
Since he's from down that way.
He's not an Aboriginal, I don't think. He works.
I don't know.
What are you trying to say? Aboriginals don't work?
No, they fucking sit in the wildlife and get attacked by dingoes and shit.
Wow.
Read their cows. Read their porno and fucking drink their booze and their kids.
How are they getting pornography?
I guess on the internet. I don't know.
How do they have the internet?
I know. I have no idea.
Listen, just because they're aboriginals doesn't mean they don't like have...
They don't do anything like that.
Yes, they hunt and
Would they be like rednecks here?
No, they're like
real hazy.
Some of them are, not all of them.
I don't even think they have electricity.
Haven't you ever watched Crocodile Dundee?
No. Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah, the one guy, Sam, show up in jeans.
Are you kidding?
Everyone else is in the freaking
You're only like, at least I'm asking these questions. Your only
like,
reference
can
point.
I take your picture?
Your only reference point for Australians is Crocodile Dundee.
Have you ever seen Stereotype Dundee?
What about Crocodile Hunter?
Wow, well, he's dead.
Yeah, well,
he doesn't deal with Aboriginals, though.
What?
No, he dealt with hanging his kids over crocodile areas.
Wow.
Well, so? Dr. Toucher, he's figured out Vaughn's problem.
Oh no.
Diagnosis from
Well,
Dr.
apparently when Vaughn was a kid, he may have eaten 300 pounds of coins. Maybe that's why you're so heavy today.
Wow.
With a side of paint chips.
Yeah. I put them on my face and then licked them off.
And Shelley says that the porno is probably printed on dingo hide. And then the toucher says an abbo is an Aussie nigger.
Wow.
So it is it is a black.
Yeah, yeah. we said that already.
Now calm down.
Pretty much.
Who's making all the sounds?
That'd be Carly.
My mic was all twisted up.
Oh.
Twisted. What?
Okay, is that what they call them there? Abos?
Abos.
With abos, we'll have no more pornography.
Oh, it sucks.
And booze. So now they're going to rape even more.
Yes.
Now they're going to walk into towns and start raping everything they can find.
Might as well.
It's horrible. Kangaroos. It's going to be like fucking anarchy again.
Alligators.
They're going to have to lock the place up like they did back in the day. Just put walls back up. Fuck it. Just become a
prison colony.
Make it
a prison colony again.
Make it a prison colony again.
Might as well.
Make New Zealand like the Jersey City of the area.
Oh, my God. Newark.
Bayonne.
Fucking Rikers.
Parts unknown.
Newark, New Jersey.
That should be the next Snake Plissken movie, Escape from Australia.
Who? Escape from Newark.
I want to know when they're going to make New York City into a prison.
What, an Escape from New York?
Yeah.
I want to know when.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Well, I want to know when they're going to make
hoverboards.
I've seen the plans. Well, Donald Pleasance is long beyond dead, so I don't think it's going to happen.
Dan's life and perspective and everything, it's just all related to movies. He just comes back, you know? The Aborigine. He's like Crocodile Dundee. Oh, yeah, I've been to New York City. It's that prison colony. You've seen it. Just like an Escape from New York.
Or like L.A. Like, I've been there, too. Like an Escape from L.A.
Okay.
Yeah, but see, L.A.'s really like that.
Kind of. Just more prostitutes.
Yeah.
And more drag queens and guys looking like Michael Jackson sitting in front of a man's Chinese theater.
But there's no water in the L.A. River.
Definitely not.
Yeah. I guess we're ending for the evening?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Are you going to say goodbye to everybody?
Goodbye.
No outro.
That's it.
Off we to say.
Goodbye.
No aristocratsradio.com and all that shit?
No.
Goodbye, people.
I guess
say bye, Vaughn.
I guess we're leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any last comments from the chat? No? All right, fuck them.
Vaughn is fat. That's from everyone. They actually spelled it out letter by letter.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We're doing the world tour in a year. I'm going to every state, and they're going to kiss my ass.
Yeah, right. Every state in the world.
Kiss your freaky ball.
Every country in the world. Yeah. They can lick my...
Suck my tumor ball.
Suck my varicose vein snob.
Suck my tumor ball.
Anywho, we are the Aristocrats. We will be here Tuesday.
King of the castle. Dan, you going to be for this?
Oh, yeah.
Get the wife to say yes. Come, you need to be here.
I'll be here. I'm not traveling.
Miss Dunn, you have to let him eat.
Three Crave cases will be...
90 cheeseburgers will be in here.
Devour.
It's going to smell awful.
Oh, it already smells awful to begin with.
It's going to smell awesome. What are you talking about? All those...
Is 90 cheeseburgers enough to cover up the odor that has built up in this place over the last year and a half?
No.
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 Carly doesn't know.
being in the castle.
Carly's actually developing Alzheimer's because of it.
All this shit smell going through her brain is deteriorating it.
Anywho.
What was that clink?
I don't know. It's just on there.
Okay.
What do you want me to do?
I was just asking. Don't you have me?
So we'll be
King
here
of the
Tuesday.
Castle, Tuesday.
King of the castle.
We're going to get sick. It's going to be great.
I'm going to try and win.
You think you can do it?
You're going to be.
I think so.
Force him. You got to eat like 15 in the first 12 minutes or you just stand no chance.
You're going to beat Craig.
Yep.
I think Craig can do this sitting down.
I think Craig will hit 20 this year.
Wow.
I think Dan will probably do at least what I did last year.
What was that?
Almost 16.
Oh, God.
I'm saying at least 10. I don't know much.
Nice.
How many did you say you were going to eat last year? You didn't. You. I think you budgeted for 8.
I said. Yeah, 8 or 10. I ended up doing 12.
11 or 12. Something like
I said
that.
15. I got 11.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot our name the show thing.
Oh, yes.
Christina is probably the winner with Suck My Tumor Ball.
Perfect.
Perfect.
We're now letting them name the show?
Well, yes. I'll figure maybe at the end of the show we'll get comments from the what I call the peanut gallery.
The penis gallery.
So Dr. Tits McGee is going to give us the
Dr.
name?
Dr. Tits
well,
McGee.
Vaughn says Vaughn's Salty, the toucher. It's Vaughn Salty Chocolate Tumor Ball.
Wow. It. He wins. We got to give it to Toucher because he's been batting 1,000 tonight.
But Suck My Tumor Ball was an actual quote from the show.
That is true.
All right.
We'll go all right,
we got to go. What the hell are we doing?
We need
what
to
castle
eat, fuckers.
Let's
go.
Castle. Wings.
Beat it, all of you. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off her.
Dingle, dongle, someone's calling you. Goulet. Your phone is ringing. La-dee-da-do, da-dee-da-do-do. Your phone is ringing. La-dee-da-do, da-dee-da-do.